KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Well, it's Sunday night after the 4th of July festivities last night. It's a beautiful night for baseball here at Tiger Field. 92 degrees, clear skies above the ballpark here. We get ready to get underway at Tiger Field, and the starting lineups being announced by our PA announcer, Chad Johnson, always doing an absolutely fantastic job in letting the fans know when, where, the what, why, and how of everything taking place here. And tonight, it will be the Chico Nuts taking on your Colt 45s here on KCNR. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. Brian Thomas at the helm for the Chico Nuts, making their way up from Chico, as Kendall Zarate will be getting the baseball from Brian Thomas. Aaron Bahan will be facing off against him, getting the baseball tonight from Bob Anderson. Bahan in his last start, 4 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, 2 walks, and no Ks. That was last Thursday in a 11-2 losing cause versus Los Baseball Academy. Yeah, assistant coach Ryan Watson, and then Mark Taylor and Walt Piscaya as well. As now, for the starting lineups announced by me, we'll have Our Nation's Anthem sung to you tonight by Scott Lewis, right here live from Tiger Field.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, lost our breath, we the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Then the rockets rang, the bombs bursting in, daybreak through the night, where our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner for the land.
That was Scott Lewis with tonight's rendition of Our Nation's Anthem. Thank you, Scott. A beautiful rendition, as always. Sings God Bless America here as well. The starting lineup for the Chico Nuts, Henry Hackathorn will be leading off and playing right field, followed by Andrew Hernandez. He is at second base, and then Luke Shaker is in center field for the Chico Nuts. Then in cleanup spot, Jack Amps. He is at third base, playing the top corner for the Nuts. He'll be followed up by Tanner Horn at shortstop, and then Alex Shukes. He is in left field in that sixth spot, followed by Landon Lynch at first base. Roy Alexander, the DH, playing eighth, followed by Ellie Martinez, the catcher for these Chico Nuts, taking on Aaron Bahan and the Colt 45s. That's Hackathorn in right, Hernandez at second, Shager in center, Ampey at third, Horn the shortstop, Shoke in left field, and then Lynch at first, Alexander the DH, Martinez the catcher, and Kendall Zarate will be getting the baseball from Brian Thomas, the manager, captaining the ship of the Chico Nuts. For the Colt 45s tonight, behind Aaron Bahan, will be Mark Anthony Carroll leading off and playing second base. And then Preston Conklin will be at shortstop, followed by Nicholas Caballero at third base. Brayden Chiarito back in the cleanup spot. He's the DH. And then DJ Parker is patrolling center field, followed by Tyler Jones, the catcher, and Adrian Lopez in right. Patrick Bowen Jr. will be at first base, with Tyler Zanza rounding things out in the ninth spot, patrolling left field. That's Carroll at second, Conklin at short, Caballero at third, Chiarito the DH, Parker in center, Jones the catcher, Lopez in right, Bowen Jr. at first, and Zanheiser in left field behind Aaron Bahan tonight, who in his last start versus Lewis Baseball Academy, 4 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, 2 walks, and no strikeouts. He followed up Lindell, who went 3 innings of 6 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned, 1 walk, and 2 Ks, two strikeouts, in that 11-2 losing cause against Lewis Baseball Academy. The last time the Colt 45s played the Chico Nuts was back on July 12th in 2024. They won by a score of 7-5. Last year's endeavor was canceled. That was back on July 13th. So the only previous game in recent years has been that. We look to get underway, and the lineup cards exchanged between both managers. And we'll have tonight's rendition of Colt 45's baseball coming to you, as tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 30-1 Crossroads Drive. And before we get underway here from Tagger Field, we're going to get a word from our sponsor, North Valley Distributing, with First Pitch coming up next here on KCNR 1460 96.5 FM or online at kcnrradio.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Now the Colt 45s take the field. The defense behind Aaron Behan tonight getting the baseball around the horn. Javier at third, Conklin at short, Carroll at second, and then Bowen Jr. He will be at first base. Left to right is Zanizer, Parker in center, as always, and then Adrian Lopez getting the start tonight from Bob Anderson. He's in right field. And then the battery mate will be Tyler Jones for Mr. Aaron Behan as he takes the field and gets set to begin his warm-up tosses. For Aaron Behan, the righty. This is his first start since last Thursday. Freshman at 6'1", 165 out of Stockton, California, and Delta College. The Colt 45 is rocking the home whites with the black short sleeves underneath the shirt, the sleeveless tops. The wind is blowing right to left here at Tagger Field. It's 310 down the right field line, 320 down the left field line, 358 to the left of the Tagger Field scoreboard up there in left center, beyond the yellow wall in left, and the other yellow wall in right, 370 to the gap in right center, 406 straight away at the batter's eye, the all-black wall out there, just to the left of the Colt 45 and American flag on the mast. At Clear blue sky, 91 degrees here at Tagger Field. I'm Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us on this Sunday night edition. The Chico is coming to town. And Aaron Behan will get ready to face off against Henry Heckathorn. So, stalks her to the plate. Right-hand batter Tyler Jones, the catcher tonight, with the new school hockey goalie mask. Tyler Jones, a high school senior, 6'185", out of Redding, California, in Shasta High. As we look to get underway here, here's the first pitch from the righty Behan in the third base side. Right down Broadway, a called strike one. First pitch at 7:18. Now the 0-1 delivery from Behan off the third base side. Slings a fastball in there again, but it's a bit high and away. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Clear blue skies overhead, some clouds and a panoramic view far beyond the ballpark. Swing and a miss for strike two. And that wind blowing right to left field with some gusts of about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cooling things off the 1-2 from Behan. Check swing. And off the plate outside, says Steve Graves, your home plate umpire tonight. Vicente Gutierrez at first base and DJ Lovelace at third. So it's your umpiring crew. As this one just misses low. As the count fills, 3-2 on the right-hand batting Heckathorn, the right fielder for the Nuts. Behan comes set, kicks and deals. Swing! Down, swinging. And that's the way our ball game begins. Here at Tagger Field, on a 91-degree night,
behold the power of
with that wind blowing through, cooling things off as Andrew Hernandez to the plate, the second baseman for the Chico Nuts. The outfield playing straight up with one out and a scoreless top of the first, showing bunt, fouls it back to the screen for strike one. Now I'll step back in as same baseball as
baseball is exchanged between Steve Gray, the home plate umpire, and Tyler Jones, the catcher. Bayon comes out as he gets his sign, kicks and deals out of the stretch, just a bit inside. One ball and one strike. Shadow's just starting to cover the third base side and over home plate. The 1-1 is foul tip held on by Jones for strike two. The rest of the field is in the sun apart from shallow left field back behind the 5-6 hole between the third base and the shortstop on that outfield grass. And then slowly, there's a 1-2 on the outside corner. Ring him up at the knees. A backward K, back-to-back Ks. One swinging, one looking as Luke Shager will step to the plate. Right-hand batter, Jack Amps, the cleanup batter on deck. Should the inning continue. It's the first pitch from Bayon. It's chopped toward the third baseman, Caballero. Gloves and a couple of steps and makes a strong throw in time for the 5-3 put out. 1-2-3 go the Nuts here in a scoreless ball game with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing. 3081 Crossroads Drive, a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
It's going to be the lefty, Kendall Zarate, left, 19 years old, out of Oroville and Yuba College. Taking on these 45s, they'll face off against Carroll, Conklin, and Caballero to begin things. And that line continues to move. It will be Chiarito to follow. As Mark Anthony Carroll will walk to the plate. The infield huddling around now breaks as they return to their infield positions. So Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate.
Second baseman number four, Mark Anthony Carroll.
Right hand batter with the open stance. Carroll pinch hit last night for Caballero. Grounded out and singled. First pitch to him. Misses inside for ball one. And he entered the game at shortstop. He's at second base tonight. Now the 1-0 right down the inside corner at the knee to even the count up at 1-1. One ball and one strike. This one's chopped up the middle, charging Horn. Gloves throws off balance to first in time for the 6-3 putout. Smooth play from the shortstop, Tanner Horn, to get out number one. He'll be due up in the top half of the second as Preston Conklin will step to the plate. Conklin last night in that 21-0 ball game that the 45s beat the Rosebuds and got the sweep with an exclamation mark. As Conklin takes a called strike one from the lefty. Conklin reached on the fielder's choice, flew out, singled, tripled, popped out, singled, and reached on the fielder's choice again. As the 0-1 delivery from the lefty working from the third base side is hit in the air, playable for the left fielder, Shuke, drifting with it and will squeeze it for out number two. Quickly two away. on the Mile High pop-up toward left. Now we'll bring up Nicholas Caballero. Shaquet with the squeeze for out number two. As Caballero, the right-hand batter, will dig in. Alex Shaquet out of Chico. First pitch to Caballero is a breaking ball missing for ball one. On the righty. Now the 1-0 from the lefty. Misses low and in for ball two. So 2-0. Caballero readies again. As the lefty comes, set, kicks, and deals a 2-0. It's hit in the air toward left. If it's fair, it's gone, but it's going to be just foul. Started yanking foul as it approached that foul pole. It ended up being fouled by probably about 30 feet or so. Just hooked it a little bit to the left of the foul pole. And we'll do it now with a 2-1 count. And two gone, nobody on. You're in a scoreless bottom of the first. The 2-1 delivery is chopped toward the third baseman, Ampey, on the backhand. Gloves, throws the first to stretch at the other end in time for the 5-3 putout. And the sub, it is retired. Three up, three down. As the Colporty Vipers go 1-2-3. We're scoreless after one complete tonight's game, sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. That's 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Well, a little issue with first base here, and we welcome you back here in the top of the second inning. Jack Amps, Tanner Horn, and Alex Shaquet do up. Or Shaquet. Not completely sure. As the first baseman, Patrick Bowen Jr., with a little bit of help over there at first base from his teammate, Deegan Paulos, helping things out, replacing the first base bag that came loose. Just jostled loose somehow. And now we get back underway after the quick break in the action. Back to the normally scheduled business. There's a first pitch from the righty. Bejan is a line shot toward Parker in center field. He's going to have to play it on a hop. Now it skips past him. Rounding first and headed for two is Jack Amps. The throw in by Zanizer is not going to be in time. And it's a double for Jack Amps. not ruled. Or Ampy, rather, not Amps. Can't even read my own handwriting. My apologies. And he cruises into second base with a stand-up double to lead things off here in the second. Now Tanner Horn to the plate, the shortstop, with a nice play in the bottom half of the first. Here's a pitch from the righty Bahan. Right in there for a called strike at the top of the zone. Now Bahan peering in, working from the stretch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Strike two, rather. Now Bahan comes set, working from that third base side out of the stretch with the runner on second. The 0-2 is on the outside corner at the knees. Ring him up. Strike three called. Strikeout number three for Bahan. It's the second one looking. And now it's the left fielder, Alex Shuke. Shuke, rather. I'll get it right eventually with some help from Chad Johnson on the PA system. First pitch from Bahan with the runner at second. This is low. So 1-0 count on the right-hand batter. A 1-0 is fouled back to the screen. Everyone dodging out of the way, even with the netting there.
That foul ball brought to you by Shara Dunlap Sawyer.
1-1 with one out. And on the outside corner, comes back with the fastball. One ball and two strikes with one out. The runner on second. That's the double, Jack Ampy. Bahan comes set, checks the runner, kicks and deals. Breaking ball, backs him off the plate. Count moves to 2-2. It's a missed inside. Now this one just misses to fill the count up at 3-2 on Alex Shuke. Now the 3-2. And off the plate, low and away for ball four. Shuke works the walk. I'll bring up Landon Lynch, the first baseman. First free pass issued. Now the first left-hand batter of the night as well. And Landon Lynch, the first baseman. The runners will take their leads. Landon Lynch from Durham. First base slash pitcher, a left-left, throws right and bats left, or throws left and bats left, my goodness, takes a called ball out of the zone, and a 1-0 count on him. Bahan kicks and is going to throw back to second base with Conklin holding the runner on, not in time. Back in time, easily standing up was Ampy. Now Bahan, readies, and the 1-0 with runners at first and second. Swing and a miss. This count moves to one ball and one strike. Bahan with runners at first and second. Colt 45 is looking for two on the infield. The 1-1 is up and in for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Bahan, the 2-1 is a check swing shot foul off the netting on the third base side. Now 2-2. Behan comes set. The leg kick. The 2-2 is hit in the air towards center. Parker giving chase. And he'll get back behind it. Tagging from second base. The throw in is not going to be in time. As Ampey will tag up from second to third on the flyout. DJ Parker chasing it down toward the left center gap. About 10 to 15 strides to the left of the 406 sign as Lynch flies out and Roy Alexander to the plate now. Right-hand batter. Wide open stance for the righty. Pitch from Behan with the runner from first going. The throw by Tyler Jones is on the money. And the side is retired. Roy Alexander will have a new set of downs in the top half of the third after Shake is caught stealing on the 2-4. And the side is retired as they strand one aboard. They threaten, but they fail to score after one and a half complete. It's the Colt 45s and the Chico Nuts. Nothing, nothing. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Colt 45s. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability with products for the industrial and construction market at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the home half of the second inning of a scoreless ball game here at Tagger Field. Shadows creeping onto more of the field now. Creeping toward first base, that tree line behind us is the first pitch to Chiarito on the outside corner, right at the belt for a called strike one. Patches of sunlight across the infield. The 0-1 waved at for strike two. A little excuse me swing from Chiarito, and no way to check up on that. Now in an 0-2 hole with nobody out here in the bottom of the second. The 0-2 is up and away from Kendall Zarate. Shadows covering all of the third baseline and between the pitcher's mound and home, and then first base foul territory as well. The 1-2 is waved at, breaking ball, back door. Got Chiarito to chase, and he's down on strikes for out number one. As DJ Parker to the plate now by that mishap back in the top of the second on the sinking line drive in front of him that ended up being a double for Jack Ampey to lead things off in the top of the second. Did a great job of recovering and getting to it, but it was Tyler Zanizer backing up the play who made the throw in as Parker takes a called strike one. Parker right-hand batter with the open stance, the 0-1 goes all the way back to the backstop for ball one to even the count up. Kendall Zarate, the southpaw, left-hand starting pitcher, working from the third base side. The 1-1 delivery drops it in there right at the knee on the outer half. A called strike two. Zarate, first time through the order. It's only the bottom of the second. The Colt 45 is putting 21 runs on the board last night. As DJ Parker waves at this breaking ball. And that is out number two. Back-to-back Ks for Mr. Zarate. And last night, the 45s did not strike out a lot. They struck out a total of 7 times. But they also went through the lineup. Pretty much every batter for the 45s last night went through, had 7 plate appearances, essentially. Even the batters that were pinch hit for. As this one drops in there for called strike one to Tyler Jones, the right-hand batting catcher. Here's the 0-1. Another breaking ball shot foul down the third baseline. No balls and one strike to Jones, the battery mate for Aaron Bahan tonight. Zarate comes, set kicks and deals up and away. 1 ball and 2 strikes. With 2 outs, looking to strike out the side is Zarate. The 1-2 to Jones off the plate. 2-2, the count moves. And the 2-2 delivery again. It's a breaking ball, a little flare. Ooh, above the second baseman, leaping for it just above his glove. As Jones rounds first, he'll head back with the single. And that's the first hit of the night for the 45s. Laces one just barely out of the reach of Hernandez, leaping for it. As a courtesy runner will come in, it's Deegan Paulos for Jones. Deegan Paulos last night in that 9 spot. Did a little bit of base running as well after he got on a single, a walk, and hit by pitch out of all of his lineup. Out of all of his play appearances, rather, on the lineup card. Here's the first pitch, the right end hitting Adrian Lopez. It's chopped toward the first baseman on a couple of hops. Gathers to his right and will take it himself on the 3 unassisted. The side is retired. 1 hit, no runs. Single 25s. Strand 1 aboard after 2 complete or scoreless here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game sponsored by North Valley Distributing. At 3081 Crossroads Drive, North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45's. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Top of the third inning here as Aaron Bahan on his final pitch to Tyler Jones for his throw down to second base. Jones' throw down to second base, that is. Jones was rising up out of the crouch and ended up taking it on the hand, on the throwing hand, and just kind of wincing in pain, shaking it all about. As 8-9-1 due up for the Chico Nuts, Roy Alexander with a new set of downs. After the pitch was taken outside for a ball on the caught stealing of Alex Chiquet. Okay. So first pitch to the right as he steps in after he does a little bit of landscaping. Bayon delivers wide, up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to the right-hand hitting designated hitter. Bayon kicks and deals the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Chase went down and away. He digs back in. The Chico Nuts, the blue tops, gray bottoms. Cole 45's the home whites. Check swing on this one, doesn't go around. Ball in the dirt for ball two. Cole 45 is the white tops with the black sleeves underneath the tank top, t-shirt tops. The 2-1 right there on the inner half at the knees, a called strike two. So two balls and two strikes. An open stance up in the box for the righty, a very wide stance. A 2-2 just off the plate. Bayon reared back through a fastball trying to get him to chase it and try and catch up to it, but just off the plate, a good eye there from Roy Alexander, the designated hitter. Now the payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him with the off speed for out number one, the fourth K of the night for Bayon. And now Eli Martinez to the plate. Take that back. Eli Martinez. There's only one L. I think it was two, like Ellie De La Cruz. There's the first pitch to the righty. Right down the outside corner, called strike one. Only one left-handed bat in the lineup for the Chico Nuts. And that is the first baseman, Landon Lynch, who also throws left. Bayon rears back and just misses for a ball. Now the 1-1, swing and a miss. Blew it by him. Eli Martinez now at a 1-2 count. Right-hand batter. The catcher tonight for Kendall Zarate. The 1-2, bounce in the dirt, smothered by Jones. He'll gather clear and flip down to first, where Patrick Bowen Jr. in foul territory has to grab with two hands, with his bare hand pinning the baseball to his glove hand, and then quickly taps first base in time to get the strikeout. That is five strikeouts for Bayon. Three swinging, two looking, as the top of the order in Henry Heckathorn will step up to the plate. And he swings and misses for strike one. He struck out on a 3-2 pitch his first time up tonight. I was back in the top of the first. Here we are in the top of the third of a scoreless ball game. Bayon kicks and deals. Check swinging on the hands, goes back to the screen where a nice bare hand play is made by Andrew Hernandez, the second baseman in the on-deck circle, playing the carom off the netting. Bayon comes set, the 0-2 delivery from the righty. Swing! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. The side is retired as Bayon strikes out the side. Six Ks on the night. 3.5 complete here at Tiger Field. We're scoreless. Tonight's game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing, proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
North
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Innings here in a scoreless ball game. Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us. We have David Wiley engineering things for us back in the studio. Four games we've called this weekend now, and it's been a great weekend of baseball with the Colt 45s really having their way with the Rosebuds, putting up a plethora of runs. The first baseman, Patrick Bowen Jr., rather, the first baseman, will step to the plate. Total of 44 runs scored in the three-game set versus Rose City Baseball. Now the 1-0 delivery from the lefty drops in there for called strike one as the count moves to 1-1. They outscored the Rose City Baseball Rosebuds. Here's a 1-1 delivery. Waved at for strike two. 45 runs to 3 with Rose City Baseball scoring 2 on Thursday night, 1 on Friday night, and they were rendered scoreless last night. Here's a 1-2 delivery. It's a line shot over the first baseman's head. That's going to go down the right field line where it's picked up out there by Hecthorne. And holding at first base is Patrick Bowen Jr., with the solid single. It's the second hit of the night for the 45s as Tyler Zanizer will step up to the plate. Zanizer last night got the start and left. He was 2-for-4 with a couple of singles, a flyout, and a strikeout looking. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand batter showing bunt, pulls it back, taken up and away for ball one. Right-hand batter, slightly open stance, deep in the box, showing bunt again, and doesn't get it down. Pulls it back, but called strike on the outside corner. First baseman Lynch holding on, the runner at first. That's Bowen Jr., a couple of steps off. Zanizer pulling, showing bunt again, but pulls it back as he takes it outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike with nobody out. The third baseman playing even with the bag at third. The 2-1 delivery, swinging away, fouls it off the catcher for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. The shortstop Horn and the second baseman Hernandez shaded toward the second base bag, playing up the middle. Looking for two on the infield as there's sunspots in left center field deep and then right field straight up. The 2-2 bounces it in there for ball three. As the count will fill at 3 balls and 2 strikes on the Colt 45's left fielder. In the on-deck circle is the top of the order in Mark Anthony Carroll. The outfield playing straight up. With that huge spot of sun out there in right field. Now the payoff from the lefty Zarate. Misses up and away for ball four. Zanizer works a walk. Double put runners at first and second.
for the 45s. The first runner in scoring position tonight for the 45s, as Mark Anthony Carroll, who grounded out to the shortstop his first time up, will dig in. Grounded out in that 6-3 his first time up. And last night, as a pinch hitter, went 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out to the second baseman. First baseman Lynch now plays in on the grass in front of the runner at first. A breaking ball in the outside corner. Called strike one. As Kendall Zarate drops it in there on the outer half. The double play is still in order with runners at first and second. The flag's out in center field, just barely moving, very cinematically with the breeze, as this one's fouled back off home plate. No balls and two strikes on Carroll. As he'll go for a little saunter. Now steps back in. Zarate comes set as the runners take their leads from first and second. The 0-2 from the southpaw is in the dirt, blocked by Martinez, the catcher. One and two with nobody out. Huge opportunity here for the 45s with nobody out and a runner in scoring position and then one runner behind him. That's Zanizers. Now the 1-2 from Zarate trying to get an out. Breaking ball as a ground ball up the middle. Second baseman on the back end. Glove flip to the shortstop, goes wide. And everybody's going to have to stay at their respective bases as the throw to third to keep Bowen Jr. there from the second baseman, Hernandez. Hernandez with the glove flip. It went wide of the shortstop. Carried all the way back to in between the base paths of second and third where the shortstop would normally be playing. The second baseman, Hernandez, chased down the baseball. Got to it quickly as rounding third was Bowen Jr. Had to make his way back to third. And he got there in time as the corners will now play in for the righty Preston Conklin, who takes ball one. So Carroll reaches on what will be ruled a fielder's choice. Now the 1-0 to Conklin misses wide. But it will be ruled an E4, and that's why everyone else moved up. I take the back, will not be ruled an error. Now the 2-0. It's a breaking ball off the plate again for ball three. For Zarate, he needs to throw that fastball in the off-speed, mix it in. That breaking ball just has really only worked as a punch-out pitch. Here's the 3-0 from the lefty. Off the plate outside, and Conklin works the walk. That'll be the first run of the ball game, as Bowen Jr. will come in to score. And everyone moves up 90 feet. So the base is still loaded now after a couple of walks. As Nicholas Caballero to the plate. There's a ground ball toward the second baseman. A couple of hops goes to second for one. The relay to first in time. 4-6-3. But Zanizer comes in to score. So it's 2-0 now. And Carroll moves to third. A beautiful turn to make up for the previous time that did not work out too well. Hernandez to Horn to Lynch. Second to short to first. First pitch to Chirito. Swing and a miss for strike one. Tied him up inside. Now the 0-1 to the left-hand batter. It's a breaking ball. Misses wide. Laying off of it was Chirito. A 1-1 count and two outs here. After a couple of walks and a single mixed in. The 1-1 delivery. This is low and in for ball two. Two balls and one strike here in a 2-0 bottom of the third. Braden Chirito, the designated hitter tonight for the 45s. The 2-1 delivery.
as a line shot ground ball toward the second baseman. Gathers and goes first in time for the 4-3 putout. And the side is retired, but the Colt 45s get two runs on the lone hit. They take advantage of the walks as they leave one stranded aboard after three complete. It's 2-0 here on KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and 96.5 FM. KCNR, Shasta Redding, and KCNRradio.com. Jacob Green here with you. Three complete tonight. It's game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
First pitch from Aaron Bejan to Andrew Hernandez is fouled back to the screen for strike one. Shadows covering pretty much all of the field now. In the top of the fourth inning, the 0-1 is Bejan now pitching with a two-run lead as it's 2-0 here in the top of the fourth. This one catches the outside corner for called strike two to the second baseman. The 0-2 delivery from Bejan is a line shot laced into center field for a base hit. It's Hernandez with the single to lead things off here in the fourth. The second hit of the night for the Chico Nuts. Now it's the right-hand batting Luke Shager to the plate in center field tonight for the Nuts. Bowen Jr. holding on, the runner at first. Righty with an open stance. Fastball misses inside for ball one. The sun only on the walls out in right field and straightaway center. As the sun is dipped below the tree line behind us, the 1-0 delivery is popped up on top of the snack shack. Went all the way back. Thought it was going to be up above the crowd behind home plate and ended up carrying all the way to the snack shack and the roof of it. Now the 1-1 delivery misses low and in for ball two. Two balls and one strike. To the right-hand batter. So 2-1 is a line shot toward the left center gap. Zanizer along with Parker to chase it down below the Tiger Field scoreboard. Rounding third is Hernandez. He's going to hit the bag at third. The throw to the cutoff man, the relay, and the tag. Out by Miles, trying to go over was Hernandez. He almost pulled it off. Oh, my goodness. Hernandez with some acrobatics, but not quite enough to get past the tag of Tyler Jones, the catcher, who had to play a little offensive line there and really get in the way of him. Cruising into second with a stand-up double is Luke Shager. But a Zanizer to Conklin to Jones. Outfield assist for out number one. Shager at second base now. This one's popped up out of play. So back-to-back hits. But one out now after the outfield assist. Jack Ampey to the plate. He doubled his first time up. Up in the box with a slightly open stance. Here's the pitch from the righty Bayhan. Late kick. The pitch is chopped. Fair just barely on the grass. Barehanded by Jones up to third baseline. Strong throw to first. In time. Tyler Jones pouncing on it. And then the throw from Bowen Jr. back to third, trying to backpick the runner. Shager is not in time. Ball bounced right off in front of the plate, caromed up the third baseline, and just barely stayed on the grass where it came to a stall. And a 1-3 put out. Jones to Bowen Jr. at first as the right-hand batting Tanner Horn, the shortstop, to the plate, who struck out looking his last time up. Runner at third with two outs. Foul tips this one back to the screen for a called strike one. Right-hand batter, the 0-1, fouled up and away, out of play. That's strike two with two outs here. Bayhan kicks and deals. This one's hit in the air a mile towards Zanizer. Playable for him. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number three. And the side is retired. A couple of hits, but no runs as the Chico Nuts leave one stranded aboard through three and a half. It's the Colt 45's two and the Chico Nuts nothing. Tonight's game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Reading. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
Parker to lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning against the lefty Zarate. Here's the first pitch to Parker. Swing and a miss for strike one. Breaking ball. It's just swung on a miss. Chase it off the edge of the plate. Now the 0-1 waved at again for strike two. Struck out swinging his last time up. Parker waves the bat back and forth. Now ready, says Zarate comes set. The leg kick, the 0-2. Breaking ball misses up and away. Count moves to one ball and two strikes. Appear at the signs. And now the 1-2 from the lefty. is popped up toward right, shallow right field, circling, playable, and making the catch is Heckthorn for out number one. Angled over toward the line and had to circle back to squeeze it. That is out number one as Tyler Jones will step up to the plate. Right-hand batter, he singled his first time up. There's the first pitch from the lefty to the backstop. Swing and a miss. Back foot breaking ball. Chased it down and in for ball, for strike one, rather. Now the 0-1 delivery from the lefty. Misses wide. One ball and one strike. With one out, nobody on, here in a 2-0 bottom of the fourth. The second trip through the lineup for the five of Kendall Zarate. The 1-1. Misses low for ball two. Two balls and one strike. The 2-1 delivery. Misses low and away. It's ball three. Jones singled on a 2-2 pitch his first time up. First time he's seeing a 3 and X amount count. The 3-1 delivery with Lopez on deck on the outside corner called strike two. Coming back with the fastball. His count fills at 3-2 on Jones. Coming set is Zarate. Kicks and deals the payoff with one out. It's fouled up and away on the first base side, and we'll do it again. At 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the home half of the fourth, the lefty Zarate ready, kicks and deals. Swing! Front door, breaking ball, got him to chase it down toward the back foot. That is out number two in the third K for Zarate. That will bring up Adrian Lopez, who grounded out on the 3 unassisted. The ground ball to the first baseman. His first time up. Playing at CSU San Bernardino, Adrian Lopez. The Garabo Puerto Rico native. Right-hand batter. Slightly open stance with the left twitch of the front foot. First pitch on the outside corner. Bells high for a called strike one. The ball is in one strike to the right fielder for the 45s. Showing bunt gets it down, foul at the third baseline. Now pushing himself into an 0-2 hole. No balls and two strikes. Left-hand batting Patrick Bowen Jr. in the on-deck circle. Should the inning continue? A lot of right-hand bats in the lineup tonight. Only a couple of lefties, as opposed to the normal 4 or 5. Getting his sign is Zarate. As he comes set, glove at the belt. The leg kick, the 0-2, is chopped foul toward the third base side. And we'll do it again, and no balls and two strikes with two outs. Zarate deals the 0-2 on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Lopez with some disagreement with Steve Graves, but he's down to looking as the 45s go 1-2-3 here at the end of four. It's 2-0. The Colt 45s lead at tonight's game, sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Born down in a dead man's town. The first kid that took us.
North
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Reading. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
The right-hand batting Alex Chiquet to the plate here in the top of the fifth inning of a 2-0 ball game. As the Chico Nuts are taking on Aaron Bayhon and the Colt 45s. First pitch is fouled off the leg of Chiquet for strike one. Right-hand batter for the Nuts. He walked his last time up before he was caught stealing, trying to get to second base. Alex Chiquet out of Chico, California. 18 years old in the class of 2026. The 0-1 is a line shot toward the center fielder, Parker. He's going to have to play it on a hop as it sinks in front of him, and it's a base hit for Chiquet to lead things off here in the fifth. That will bring up Landon Lynch, the lone left-hand bat for the Chico Nuts. Out of Durham. And also a class of 2026. First base slash pitcher for this American Legion Baseball Club. So this first one is fouled up and just out of play. Barely off the roof. Caballero hustling toward the Colt 45 dugout. Just ran out of real estate. Counting out no balls and one strike. Coming set is Bayhon. The 0-1 on the inside corner. A called strike two to the lefty. Chiquet being held on by Bowen Jr. over there at first. As the sun is set behind us now. The 0-2 just off the plate. Count holds at no balls and two strikes. Bayhon. The leg kick, the 0-2. Swing! That is out number one, and another K collected. That's K number seven for Bayhon. As the lights come on here at Tiger Field, still a long ways away from taking full effect.
Now batting.
With blue skies still above the ballpark and plenty lit enough. Now it's the right-hand batting Roy Alexander, the DH, to the plate. Swing and a miss. Chase the fastball up for strike one. Bowen Jr. still holding on the runner at first. That's Chiquet, who was caught stealing back in the second. This one's fouled off for strike two. Quickly in an 0-2 hole is Roy Alexander, the designated hitter. Now the 0-2. Off the plate. Blow it away. This count moves to 1-2. Wide stance for Alexander. Way up in the box. Reaching for this one. Fouls it off out of play. Count holds at one ball and two strikes with one out. The 45s looking for the twin killing on the infield with the shortstop Conklin and the second baseman Carroll shaded up the middle towards second base. The outfield playing straight up as well. The 1-2, check swing, appeal to first. The answer is no, did not go around. Two balls and two strikes. As they say, he fouled off the baseball. It was just held onto by Tyler Jones, but home plate umpire in disagreement with the fans, and at the end of the day, it's his opinion that matters. So the count, two balls and two strikes. Mahon kicks, steals in the dirt. Four ball, three. The count now fills at 3-2. Digging back in is Alexander with that wide stance. Now the payoff from Bayhan. Swing and a miss in and out of the glove of Jones, who runs into the batter in the process and will just be called out with first base not being vacated. Tyler Jones is going for the baseball. Now a couple of Ks in the inning. Eight strikeouts for Aaron Bayhan. All but three batters of this lineup have struck out. Now it's the right-hand batting Eli Martinez as this one skips through. Tyler Jones caroms off the screen and taking second base on the wild pitch is Shaquet. As Eli Martinez, the catcher, struck out swinging tonight. Now working a 1-0 count. Right-hand batter in the 9 spot. Bayhan readies from the third base side, peers in at Jones's catcher. Now Jones readies as he relays the signs. Kicks and deals. Just a bit low. Over but low. In scoring position now is Shaquet after getting to second on the wild pitch. Two balls and no strikes. The 2-0 from Bayhan. Leaning back out of the way. And ball three. Breaking ball didn't break back over the plate from Bayhan. Some activity out in the Colt 45 bullpen. Now the 3-0 delivery from Bayhan as he checks the runner at second. Right down Broadway, called strike one. Martinez looking all the way, forcing Bayhan to throw a strike. It was a fastball right down the middle of the plate. Now a 3-1 count. Bayhan checks the runner at second, kicks, deals. Popped up out of play. Back toward the parking lot. So count moves to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now the 3-2. Foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again. With 2 outs. Battling here is Eli Martinez, who struck out swinging his first time up. The payoff again from Bayhan. This is high for ball four. Runner taking off on the play. Throw down by Jones is not in time as it pops out of the glove of Caballero. And Bayhan goes over to recover the baseball. As Martinez takes first. On the walk. And now the top of the order due up in Henry Heckathorn, who struck out twice tonight. Now out to the mound goes Drew Bumgartner, who's the acting pitching coach tonight in the absence of Eric Winchester. Have a whole meeting on the mound, a confabulation for all infield members, especially Jones the catcher. So with 2 gone, runners on first and second. Two two outs. Everybody returns to their spaces and places. With two outs, Bejan checks the runners. Facing off against the top of the order in Heckathorn. Sticks one in there on the inner half, a called strike one. Heckathorn 0 for 2 tonight with a couple of strikeouts. It's two strikeouts away from the Golden Sombrero. The 0-1 hit in the air toward left. Zanizer drifting, playable for him right to the warning track, leaping at the wall. Zanizer takes it off the top of the wall, and the side is retired. Almost went yard as it comes to a close here. We're halfway through our ball game tonight. After 4.5, it's 2-0. The 45s lead it. Tonight's game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
We'll be right back with some more Colt 45 baseball.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Reading. Call 222-1500. That's
222-1500. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Okay, go.
Patrick Bowen Jr. at the plate. Left-hand batter for the 45s, working a 2-0 count against Zarate, leaning out of the way of this one for ball three. 2-0 ball game, the Colt 45s lead. And a 3-0 count on the Colt 45s first baseman. Nothing but goose eggs for the Chico Nuts tonight. So strike right at the knees. 8-9-1 due up for the 45s. The 3-1 delivery. Misses low and in for ball four. Leadoff walk for Bowen Jr. And now Tyler Zanizer to the plate, who had that fantastic grab out in left field to close out the previous inning. As the Chico Nuts stranded two aboard. Just leaping at the wall on the backhand and took one away. This one off the plate outside for ball one. Right hand batter in even stance. The 45's left fielder. It's a 1-0 from the lefty. It's a ground ball toward the third baseman. Past the reaching glove and into left field for a base hit. Zanizer with a clean single, and holding at second base is Bowen Jr. As there's runners at first and second now, here in the top of the fifth, for the top of the order in Mark Anthony Carroll. Fresno native, digging in, Reedley College product. The first pitch from the lefty Zarate, with some activity out in the Chico Nuts bullpen. Bunt gets it down, but just barely corkscrews foul on the third base side, about 5 feet up the third baseline. On deck is Preston Conklin. Carroll showing Bunt, the first baseman, about a third of the way down the line from first. There's the 0-1, pulls it back, and takes up and away. One ball and one strike on the leadoff man for the 45s. Showing Bunt, pulls it back, swinging away, swung on and missed. Throw down to third base with Bowen Jr., breaking late on the play, and he will be thrown out at third base. Bowen Jr. thought he had enough time to get to third, but the quick hands of Martinez, the catcher, picked it up and made a strong throw to third base right on the bag. As the count now, 1-2 to Mark Anthony Carroll. Swinging on this one, a little flare, back behind the second base bag, going into a dive, can't get it, it's going to land in center field for a base hit where Shager is able to get to it quickly, just beyond the reach of the second baseman Hernandez, floating through the air on the backhand. That's the second time tonight that a baseball has ended up just within a foot of his glove, and he couldn't quite corral it as Carroll reaches on the single. Now Preston Conklin, the shortstop, to the plate, with runners at first and second and one out. The Chico Nuts looking for two on the infield. They're at double play depth up the middle. The center fielder Shager a few steps toward left. First pitch swinging, Conklin driving to left. Drifting back is Chiquet, looking up, and it was gone. Wins to it because it is not coming back. It's a three-run shot for Preston Conklin on his birthday. Hits one out here at Tiger Field. What a way to celebrate for Preston Conklin, the shortstop. A three-run shot. And it's now 5-0 as everybody will come around to score. So he trots around the bases. And still one gone. And what an inning it's been so far for the 45s. Caballero, line shot into center, playable for Shager, drifting over to straightaway center field. He was shaded toward left for out number two. And now Braden Chiarito to the plate. And Chad Johnson on back-to-back nights, leading the crowd in happy birthday. For all the fans in here at Tiger Field in attendance, it was a capacity crowd last night. If I had to guess, over 1,000 people, according to online resources that say Tiger Field seats about 1,000 in the bleacher seats. Ground ball toward the first baseman. Lynch gathers and steps on first in time for the out. And the three unassisted, the side is retired. But Conklin with the huge blow to the Chico Nuts, the three-run shot. As we head to the sixth inning, it's 5-0. Here at Tiger Field, the Colt 45s lead at tonight's game, sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? And
clutching hand, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Everyone, and welcome back. It's the top of the sixth inning. Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us. Jacob Lindell on in relief of Aaron Bahan, who went five innings to qualify for the win as he leaves the ballgame with a 5-0 lead. It's 2-3-4 due up for the Nuts. First pitch bounced in there, blocked by Jones to Andrew Hernandez, the second baseman, who's had a rather unlucky night with the leather tonight. A couple of times, just some flares have been just beyond the extension of his glove. Now the 1-0. It's foul tip back to the screen. Count holds at one ball and one strike. Lindell, a sophomore lefty, 6'3" out of Redding, California in Shasta College, under the guise of Eric Winchester, the pitching coach out at Shasta, and the pitching coach here for the 45s. And with Brad Rupert at the helm of that ball club, the 1-1 swung on and missed for strike two. Lindell last pitched last Thursday before Aaron Bahan. Three innings, six hits, seven runs, six earned, one walk, two Ks against the Los Baseball Academy. He got the loss in that endeavor, and he's looking to bounce back. Here's the 1-2 now. Swing! And a miss down on strikes as the Ks continue for the Chico Nuts. The first strikeout for Lindell as Luke Shager to the plate, who's grounded out to third and doubled tonight. Center fielder for these Chico Nuts. Right-hand batter in open stance, deep in the box. It's the first pitch from the lefty on the outside corner, called strike one. No balls and one strike. Lindell, the 0-1, swing and a miss, just waved at. Goes around and chases it off the outside edge. Now in an 0-2 hole is the righty Shager. There's the 0-2 delivery as the catcher Jones sets up away. Off the plate, up and away. One ball and two strikes with one out and nobody on. You're in a 5-0 ball game, the top of the sixth. The 1-2 from Shager with one out. Breaking ball misses up and in for ball two. Jacob Lindell on in relief. The lefty sophomore. Local product. The 2-2 delivery from the southpaw is cranked foul out of play. This count holds at two balls and two strikes. Bahan leading the game after 74 pitches, giving up four hits, no runs, a couple of walks, and eight strikeouts. The 2-2 breaking ball misses up and away. Count fills at 3-2. to Shager. The payoff as a ground ball toward Caballero on the backhand. Knocks it down. That picks up with the Baron. Throws the first. Not in time. And beating it out is Shager. Caballero on the backhand handled it on a few hops. Pinned it to the ground. It caromed off of his glove. Picked it up with the right hand. And then his throw was not in time. So aboard via the E5. We'll bring up Jack Ampey. I'll be ruled a single. I take that back. This one's fouled back to the screen. Look out for strike one. To Jack Ampey, the third baseman of the Nuts. The 45's at double play depth with Conklin and Carroll shaded up the middle. The pickoff sent back toward first is not in time. Just barely in there with the left hand was Shager diving back. Let's count. Still it. No balls and one strike. Lindell comes set from the third base side. Kicks and deals. Backing Ampey off the plate for ball one. One ball and one strike. Jacob Lindell. Working here in the sixth inning of a 5-0 ball game. And the 1-0 misses up and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike with one out. Runner on first. The 45's looking for the double play as the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field. At 86 degrees and the wind dying off. The 2-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Two balls and two strikes to the right hand. Hitting third baseman who has doubled and grounded out to the pitcher tonight. That was Bahan with the play. Back in the fourth. And the 2-2 from the lefty Lindell. Foul tips back to the screen, just barely staying alive. Down holds it 2-2. As the battle continues. Digging back in. Wave of the bat scoots up in the box with the open stance. Lindell kicks the 2-2. Hit in the air toward center field. Playable for Parker, drifting toward the right center gap in shallow center field. And we'll squeeze it for out number two. As Lindell wins the battle against Ampey. That is out number two for Tanner Horn, who struck out looking and flew out to left tonight. He's 0 for 2. Right-hand batter, a slightly open stance on that right side. Runner on first, about three strides off the bag, being held on by Bowen Jr. First pitch from Lindell on the inner half, called strike one by home plate umpire Steve Graves. Lindell working from that third base side of the rubber out of the stretch. Pickoff attempt on over to first. It's going to go wide past Bowen Jr. all the way out of play, and granted second base on the errant throw is Shager. That'll be an error on Lindell. As Shager gets to first base after it goes out of play. No balls and one strike. The right-hand batter waves his bat back and forth. Now readies. Runner at second with two outs. The 0-1 here in this 5-0 ball game, the top of the sixth. Lindell steps up off and that will push Shager back to second base. Mark Anthony Carroll, the second baseman, is kind of staying somewhat shaded towards second base just by a couple of steps, just remaining close in order to keep Shager honest and not have too much of a lead as he takes a couple more strides. Now the 0-1 from Lindell, breaking ball, misses way upstairs. Even the count up at one ball and one strike. With two outs, now Lindell and Jones have a little confabulation between home plate and the pitcher's mound. Now a balk called, and taking third base is Shager. Bob Anderson out to argue.
on the too many disengagements, which the ground rules here at Tiger Field is no more than two disengagements with the runner on. Bob Anderson saying it resets after he gets moved to second base. He's going to come out and argue this call with the home plate umpire Graves, along with the first base umpire Vicente Gutierrez. He's going to go talk to Mr. Vicente Gutierrez over between the pitcher's mound and first. Standing at third is Shager after too many disengagements, is what was called by Gutierrez. But after the errant pickoff attempt, it should have been reset, is what Bob Anderson is arguing here in the top of the sixth inning. As it wouldn't be a weekend series here at Tiger Field without some sort of antics or extracurricular activities of any kind, as even the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field, even with the clear skies overhead, a panoramic view of the clouds as the sun is setting back behind us behind the tree line. So breaking the action here, Vicente Gutierrez talking things over now with DJ Lovelace from third base. Bob Anderson talking with both of them as now they come to some sort of an agreement. Although Bob Anderson will walk off the field, pleased even with the shake of his head, as the runner on third, Shager, will have to make his way back to second base. So the disengagements do in fact reset. Again, the ground rules here at Tiger Field is no more than two disengagements with the runners on. After three disengagements, which a disengagement is when the pitcher steps off the rubber after coming set in his delivery, he can't make a pickoff attempt toward first or step off the rubber, and that's what Lindell did. Now the 1-1 swing and a miss for strike two with two outs and the runner on second. And Anderson was arguing that it should be reset after Shager, the runner on first, was granted second on the errant throw. The 1-2 misses upstairs for ball two. So two balls and one strike now. And the whole disengagement rule is just due to the speeding up of the game, America's pastime, which is slowly becoming more like a football game or basketball game where it's action 24-7 all of the time. Now the 2-2 from Lindell. On the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. The side is retired in this ball don't lie moment for the Colt 45s. 5-0 after 5.5 complete here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products to the industrial and construction market.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
It is Roy Alexander on in relief here at Tiger Field for the Chico Nuts. Zarate went 5 innings of 6 hits, 5-run baseball, all 5 earned, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts on 75 pitches. Threw one more pitch than Aaron Behan, the starter for the 45s. DJ Parker to lead things off here. Parker, Jones, and Lopez for the 45s with a 5-run lead, as Roy Alexander is going to jog off the field and
to grab the wristband in order to get the signs from his catcher. Typically relayed with the fingers bound between the two legs is the pitcher in his crouch, but now in the age of PitchCom, the in-ear device where some buttons pressed on the knee pad or the arm of the catcher can be relayed to the pitcher to get the sign. In this case, I think it was more of just the wristband that flashes what exactly to throw. Here's the first pitch from the righty, Roy Alexander, misses up high for ball one, throwing some heat up there. Goose eggs all atop the scoreboard out there for Chico. But five foul tips this one into the glove of the catcher Martinez, who holds on. A crooked number out there for the 45s. They've gotten the crooked number in the third and fifth inning, two runs and three runs. With a total of five on the night. Swinging on this one, chopped toward the shortstop. Catches it on the in-between hop. Strong throw to first, and it's going to be wide of the bag. DJ Parker slipping up as he runs out the hard 90 and overrunning first base, as you're allowed to do, but gets tripped up as he tried to plant and make a turn towards second. And he'll be safe on the infield single. I doubt that will be ruled an E6 after DJ Parker was likely going to beat it out. The shortstop Horn having to wait for that secondary hop and then taking a little small bunny hop to get to the baseball. As Lynch will hold the runner on, Parker at first is about three steps off the bag. Parker not going on the play, just deking. Takes a big secondary lead, but gets back to first base. It's the first pitch to Jones, misses wide for ball one. And it will be ruled an E6, so I take that back. Here's the 1-0 delivery from the righty. Misses low, and thinking about the back pick, but the first baseman Lynch was way too far off the bag at first. Parker was about a third of the way down the baseline towards second, and Lynch was right there with him about a couple of steps behind. Lynch about half a step off the first base bag with his chest facing second base, the 2-0 to Jones, misses low and away for ball three. Parker with some speed at first base. We've seen it all year. Checking the runner at first is Alexander. Kicks and deals the 3-0. Right down Broadway at the knees, a called strike one. No runs on five hits, one error for Chico. For Redding, five runs on six hits, one error. 45s have left two aboard, and Chico has left four aboard. The 3-1 delivery, pickoff sent toward first, not in time. Now the throw to second base has Parker in motion, bobbled in and out of the glove of the second baseman trying to apply the tag, cheering to the shortstop who then applied the tag at the second base bag, but it was not in time, and DJ Parker showcasing the speed yet again gets the second base on the steal. It was a little bit of a complicated endeavor. 1-3-4-6. With the clean steal, so pitcher to first, to the second baseman, to the shortstop, all accidental, but he's still safe at second base and avoided the pickle in the process. Here's the 3-1 now to Jones, the catcher, right-hand batter. Breaking ball chopped foul down the third baseline. The count fills at 3 balls and 2 strikes. On deck is Adrian Lopez. His count is full here. With nobody out and the runner at second. 5-0 in the bottom of the sixth. The payoff in the dirt and blocked by Martinez. Jones will take first base, and Deegan Paulos will be the courtesy runner out there for him. As Jones reaches for the second time tonight. So Jones will make his way back to the dugout and put on the tools of ignorance, the catcher's gear. Nicknamed by, I believe, Yogi Berra, one of the members of Murderer's Row of the New York Yankees back in the 20s and 30s. Now it's the right-hand batting Adrian Lopez. Showing bunt, pulling back, and looking back both runners. Runners at first and second. With a 1-0 count. Wide open stance. Parker bouncing off the bag at second base. There's a bunt to the third base out of the pitcher's mound. Handled by the third baseman. Is getting to it. Everybody is safe. He had no play by the time he got to the baseball as he called off the pitcher, Roy Alexander. And now the bases are loaded for Patrick Bowen Jr. So an infield single loads the bases. Ducks on the pond here after an E6 and a walk. Left-hand batter. Let's get back to it before it evades me. Yogi Berra sporting that number 8 because that was the order he bat in the Yankees lineup, which is why Ruth was 3, Garrick 4, et cetera, for all those great Yankees. Foul tipped into the glove and held on for strike 1 to the left-hand batter. Patrick. Left-hand batter waves the bat back and forth. Alexander checks all the runners, kicks and deals. Strike right there at the bottom of the zone. Makes the count, no balls and 2 strikes. Bowen has singled and walked tonight. He was thrown out at third trying to steal. That was back in the 5th. Now the 0-2 from Roy Alexander, the righty. There's a check swing roller toward the third baseman. He's going to glove, throw to first on a hop. Goes wide. First take second base, and coming all the way around from third is followed behind Parker. Holding at third is Lopez as it goes out of play. So we'll have to hold at third base. Runners at second and third now as Parker and Paulos come around to score. It's now 7-0. Lopez at third and Bowen Jr. at first on the E5. Now Tyler Zanizer to the plate. And a 7-0 endeavor now in the home half of the 6th. Nothing but crooked numbers up there for the Colt 45s apart from the zeros in the first, second, and fourth innings. Now the umpires, Vicente Gutierrez and DJ Lovelace, make their way from near the second and third base bags to the second and first base bags in their respective order. Runners hit second and third, still with nobody out here in the 6th. The pitch to Zanizer misses in the dirt, comes all the way to the backstop, and Lopez will trot in to score on the wild pitch. It's now 8-0 as things become unraveled here. Both runners moving up. Zanizer now with a 1-0 count after that pitch missed for a ball. And what was at one point a pitcher's duel has now been blown wide open. It's 8-0, the 45's lead. And it started with a gut punch from Preston Conklin on the 3-run shot. There's a fastball in the outside corner. Called strike 1. Preston Conklin on his birthday, punching one over the wall to the left field, to the left of the Tiger Field scoreboard, out in left field. The 1-1 breaking ball misses high up near the letters. Two balls and one strike to the 45's left fielder. Now the 2-1 from the righty is hit in the air towards center. Line shot. Shager giving chase right to the wall, and it's off the base of the wall. Zanizer cruising into second base. The throw is going to be wide of third, and Zanizer will cruise into third with a stand-up triple. Hit the bag at second, kicked it into fifth gear, and got all the way to third standing up with the offline throw. And Shager out there patrolling center field, it was barreled over his head, played the carom perfectly, made a strong throw in, but it was just offline, and Zanizer read it like a champ, kicked the bag at second, and got into third easily. It's now 9-0, 4 runs in the inning after the 3-baggers, the top of the order, and Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. Here's the pitch from Alexander, misses wide. Mark Anthony has grounded out, reached on the fielder's choice, and singled tonight. Right-hand batter with an open stance. Here's the 1-0. It's hit foul out of play down the first base side, out toward right field in the bullpen of the Chico Nuts. One ball and one strike now. Here on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. KCNR, Shasta Redding. Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us. The 1-1 from Roy Alexander misses wide for ball two. Two balls and one strike. With nobody out still, Zanizer at third. Here in a 9-0 bottom of the sixth. This one kicks away from the catcher. It's going to go all the way back to the screen. And Zanizer will trot in to score on the wild pitch. And it's now 10-0. The Colt 45s lead it. Five runs in the inning, and it has absolutely blown this game wide open as it's a 3-1 count on Mr. Carroll. Here again is Alexander. Some activity out in the Chico Nut bullpen. Here's the 3-1. Fouled up and away, out of play. Count moves to 3-2 now. Very reminiscent of last night where the 45s put 21 runs on the board against the Rose City Rosebuds. The payoff misses wide for ball four, and Carroll works the free pass. And it's been errors, walks, and another error for these Chico Nuts that have been so costly. Two errors and two walks in the inning, but when you mix in some extra base hits along with that, all of a sudden it's the 45s running away with it, and they have that crooked number out there on the scoreboard. Lots of unearned runs in this endeavor. This one in there for called strike one. So far for Alexander, only three of the five have been earned runs. Runner on first with an 0-1 count. The 0-1 delivery misses up and away for ball one to the right-hand batting Conklin, who homered his last time up. He's got three RBIs on the night. Coming set as Alexander kicks and deals the 1-1. Breaking ball misses low and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike with nobody out and the runner on first, the infield playing behind them, and also at double play depth. This one's fouled up and away on the first base side toward the parking lot. Two balls and two strikes to the Colt 45 shortstop. With nobody out. Alexander kicks and deals the 2-2 as a ground ball toward the shortstop horn, and it caroms off of him to the second baseman Hernandez, who may or may not maintain possession of the baseball throughout, keeping his leg on the bag, and they call him safe. So be ruled an E6. And now, Chico Nuts' Brian Thomas will saunter out to the mound, and we'll get a break in the action here as the defense behind Alexander, mixed with some hard-hit baseballs, have kind of let him down tonight. He's had a rough go of things, and the Chico Nuts and Brian Thomas will go to the bullpen. Runners at first and second, and five runs given up in the inning. Plus, whoever's on first and second, if they come around to score here at Tiger Field, it'll be a new reliever for the Chico Nuts. When we return after this, they'll be taking on Nicholas Caballero.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components,
and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
It's Efren Mendoza on in relief here for the Chico Nuts with traffic on the base paths at first and second. Facing off against Caballero with the socks up high for the righty. Facing off against the righty in Mendoza, also with the socks up high. Blue Sox, 5 runs so far in this inning for the 45s up to the break in the action. Those runners on first and second are inherited runners for Mr. Mendoza. Breaking ball on the outside, off the outside corner. Take that back for ball two to the 8th batter of the inning in Nicholas Caballero. Mendoza checks the runners, now kicks and deals a 2-1. Is a line shot toward right, playable, chasing away from Heckathorn. He'll glove it and squeeze it for out number one and toss it in, but tagging from second to third is Carroll. And Caballero flies out. And that will bring up the 9th batter of the inning in Braden Chirito. And he will be pinch hit for here by Blake Schwert in the DH spot. Right-hand batter. Again, the 9th batter of the inning in a scorecard that's turning into a very reminiscent one of last night, as this one misses up and away for ball one. Schwert last night got the start against the Rosebuds, watches a breaking ball miss upstairs. He went 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 7 Ks on 54 pitches. And he also was the starting DH a couple games before that against the Rosebuds. The 1-0 misses low and in for ball 2. That was in the 6-2 ball game. Schwert was the DH. He went 0-for-2 with a couple of walks and a strikeout. Now the 2-0. On the outside corner, called strike one. With one out and runners at the corners. Now check swing appeal to third. And the answer is yes. So 2-2 now to Schwert. Pinch hitter after Chirito, Cade grounded out and grounded out again. The 2-2 delivery from Mendoza. Breaking ball off the plate outside for ball 4, and that will load the bases. And everyone, including myself, had the count wrong, apparently, as DJ Parker will step up to the plate, as the Colt 45s will now send their 10th batter
to the plate here in this frame with the bases loaded. He reached on the error and then stole second earlier this inning. Takes a called strike one. The infield playing behind the runners with one out. They're looking for the twin killing on the infield. Swinging away at this one. Pops it up on the infield. Third baseman Ampey back behind the third base bag. Calling for it. And will squeeze it for out number two. Parker pops out. And I'll bring up Tyler Jones, the 11th batter of the frame. Last weekend, the Colt 45s went through the order twice. They sent 18 batters to the plate back in, it was the fifth inning of the ball game. I believe it was a Saturday night. Me and Spencer, my color commentator, have a running joke that those longer innings are always the ones I call. And that was definitely the case that night. As a breaking ball drops in there for a called strike one, it's kind of been the story of the season inadvertently, just kind of random. But always funny nonetheless. Here's the 0-1. Thought about it, but lays off the breaking ball, low and away. As the count evens up at one ball and one strike. On deck is Adrian Lopez as this one misses for ball two, low and away again. Two and one. The 2-1 delivery. Off the plate outside for ball three from Efren Mendoza. Efren Mendoza out of Pleasant Valley. Catcher slash first base slash pitcher. The 3-1. This is low and in, and Jones works the walk as the inning continues, as do the walks. And coming to score will be Carroll. Conklin moves to second. Or to third, rather. And then Schwert to second. And Paulos at first for Adrian Lopez, who's grounded out, struck out looking, and single tonight. Takes inside for ball one. Now, both of those runs were charged to the previous pitcher, as this one misses low and in for ball two. Two outs now in the inning. Conklin at third. Here's a 2-0. Misses upstairs. Conklin at third. Schwert at second. And Paulus at first. Conklin is the last batter faced by the previous pitcher in Roy Alexander. So Roy Alexander currently charges only six runs. Here's the 3-0. Breaking ball misses up and in. Ball four. And now Conklin will come in to score. So all seven of the runs will be charged to Roy Alexander. And that's how he'll end his night after he faced seven batters. And all seven of them getting aboard, and all seven coming around to score. But not all of them earned. Now Patrick Bowen Jr. to the plate. But they gather in the whole infield to chat things up again, just to slow down and do something, anything they can to stifle this Colt 45 offense in any way they can. But at this point, it's just about throwing strikes. So Schwert at third, Paulos the courtesy runner at second, Lopez at first after the walk. So home plate umpire Steve Graves is going to go break up this confabulation out there on the mound. They're all going to have a conversation as the Chico Nuts have some more activity out in the bullpen. Again, just doing what they can to buy some time, slow things down. Try and help Efren Mendoza to get some strikes and get out of this blunder of an inning here in the home half of the sixth. The Colt 45s have put seven on the board And now there's 13th batter of the frame in Patrick Bowen Jr., who's singled, walked, and reached on an error. Now with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth, everyone back. Here's a pitch from Mendoza. On the outside corner, called strike one. Rear back with the fastball. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Misses low. One ball and one strike. With two outs. And this one swung on a miss for strike two. Now the 1-2 from Mendoza, the leg kick, the pitch. It's reached for and fouled up and just over our heads. Got to get my glove extender back out here. Or maybe a ladder. One of the two. Bases loaded as the runners take their leads, the infield playing behind them. The 1-2. Misses up and away for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. With two gone. Now there's a line shot down the right field line. Fair for a base hit. It's going to go all the way below the 310 mark. Coming in to score is Schwart. Rounding third to come in to score right behind him is Paulos. And cruising into second with a stand-up double is Patrick Bowen Jr. as he lines one down the right field line. And now Tyler Zanizer to the plate. And Mendoza more than upset. He thought he had him. Patrick Bowen Jr. turning on that pitch, pulled it just inside of fair territory, got it to land on the fairway, and he gets the stand-up RBI double as Schwert and Paulus behind him from second, able to score. Holding at third was Adrian Lopez, and now Tyler Zanizer to the plate. Is the first pitch to hit my outside corner. Called strike one. The 0-1 delivery. This is low and in for ball one. One ball and one strike with two outs. Here in the home half of the sixth, nine runs on the board now. And a 14-0 ball game. The 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball drops it in there at the belt on the inner half. One ball and two strikes. In the last three games, the Colt 45s have scored 45 runs. That was against the Rosebuds. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Couldn't time it right as Mendoza comes in, finally cleans up the mess, and plays the janitorial role as we head to the top of the seventh inning here on KCNR. Tonight's game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Working a 1-1 count here as we listen to the music. Here's a 1-1. Dialed up and way out of play. Great song choice by our producer back in the studio, David Wiley. To welcome us back here to the top of the seventh inning. Now a 1-2 count on Shaque, who's walked and singled. A 1-2 from Lindell misses up high. Two and two. Nobody out, nobody on of a 14-0 ball game, leaning out of the way of this breaking ball. And it drops on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Gone. Looking. And that is out number one as they throw it around the horn.
Now back. First baseman, number 17, Landon Lynch.
Now Landon Lynch to the plate. Swung on and foul tip for strike one. Here in the top of the seventh inning, no balls and one strike to the left-hand batter with the open stance of the lone lefty in the lineup. Fouls this one back to the screen. Oh and two. With one out. Coming set is Lindell. The leg kick. The pitch. Swing! Stop him to chase the high cheese. Couldn't catch up to the high octane. Back-to-back strikeouts. And quickly, two away. Now it's the right-hand batting pitcher, the reliever, in Efrain Mendoza, who takes a called strike on the outside corner for strike one. So Mendoza taking over in that DH spot. As he takes off the plate, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Sox up high for Mendoza. Right-hand batter, even stance. And the 1-1, foul tip back to the screen to make it 1-2. Now the 1-2, breaking ball misses high. Two and two. With two outs. Cranks foul out of play down the first base side.
That foul ball brought to you by Banner Bank.
Two and two. With a new baseball now as Lindell comes set. Here in the top of the seventh. The 2-2 delivery from the lefty. Misses up high. High and in. Makes count 3-2. On Mendoza. Lindell, the payoff. This is in the dirt for ball four and working the walk is Mendoza. Rallied back in the count. And now Eli Martinez, the catcher, to the plate with the runner on first and Mendoza. as Mendoza gets a courtesy runner out there. Martinez to the plate. First pitch to the righty, misses up high and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Bowen Jr. holding on the runner at first. The 1-0 is hit foul out of play. Back over home plate where a car wears it. One ball and one strike for that painful foul ball back off of someone's car. The 1-1 swing and a miss for strike two. Some high octane, got it by him. Cole 45's coming into this game at 20-3. Looking for the second straight shutout. The 1-2 misses high. Two balls and two strikes. Here in a 14-0 ball game, the top of the seventh. The 2-2 from Jacob Lindell. Foul tipped. Staying alive like the Bee Gees is Eli Martinez.
Not supposed to look for Steve.
Battle continues. Now Lindell swing and a miss, and tag applied by Todd Jones is a little game of tag down toward the first baseline. And striking out the side is Jacob Lindell. The side is retired. They threaten, but they fail to score. They leave one aboard after the walk. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. And it's time for the seventh inning stretch here at Tiger Field. It'll be Scott Lewis singing tonight's rendition of God Bless America.
I don't know. What are you going to have?
In just a few moments. And here it is.
You want to stay or you want to go?
Stay. Liberty of the I see. God's America. Let the stand beside her and guide her. Through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, white with foam, the lights of America, my home sweet home. America, my home, sweet
home. Thank you, Scott.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5.
Relief and Mark Anthony Carroll on the 1-2 delivery, grounded up the third baseline where it somehow stayed fair and on the fairway before the third baseman charging in Ampey made an errant throw as Deegan Paulos will pinch hit here for Conklin. It was the courtesy runner earlier in this ballgame. He'll now take over at shortstop, I believe. Carroll out at second base now. After the errant throw, he was granted second base after it went out of play. Now the 0-1 delivery to Paulos. The 0-1 from the 9 of Luke Shager. It's called strike 2. Luke Shager coming in from center field. So a new center fielder out there. The 0-2 breaking ball on the inside corner at the knees. Called strike 3, so down a looking goes Paulos. Also a new catcher in the 44 of Caden Shelton. So a slew of subs here in the home half of the 7th. Not sure who's out there in center field as this one is off of the catcher any umpire. Not sure if it was fouled up or not. Caballero digging in now. He's grounded out and heading to a double play, lined out and flown out tonight. It's one of only a couple 45s hitless. Now the 1-0. Just a bit upstairs for ball 2. Steve Graves with a lift of the mask and a deep breath after that call. So taking the baseball previously off the chest. Now the 2-0 from the righty Shager is popped up a mile high back over home plate and out of play. Two balls and one strike after the foul ball. The 2-1 from Shager, breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike 2. He's got a little ethos of a breaking ball. Just a really slow looping fastball, 12-6 on your analog clocks. Here's the 2-2. Bounced it in there. Cams away from the catcher and taking third base will be Mark Anthony Carroll, who's still wearing his protective shin guard and now takes it off and gives it to John Downey, the third base coach. John Downey, also the head baseball coach at College of the Redwoods up in Siskiyou County. Now a 3-2 count on Caballero. The payoff with one out. Breaking ball, foul tips. Looking for the breaking ball there and in on the hands, fouls it back to the screen, and we'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. With one out, Caballero digs back in. Now the payoff from Shager is a line shot toward the center fielder, and will squeeze it on the run in the gap. Tagging up from third will be Mark Anthony Carroll. He comes in to score. Caballero gets the sacrifice fly as the unnamed center fielder out there. See if we can get that to you guys. Here with the live stats. As Blake Schwert takes a called ball. It's the 11 of Anthony Ramirez out there in center. The 1-0 fouled back to the screen. So Anthony Ramirez takes over, and he'll be batting in that 8 spot, I believe. As the center fielder and Shager will have to remain in his spot in the lineup at that 3 spot. The 1-1 bounced in there, comes all the way to the backstop without a try from the catcher Shelton to block it. 2 balls and 1 strike on Schwert, who walked his last time up in his first pinch hitting role tonight. Swings on this one, fouls it up and away out of play over the first base dugout of the Chico Nuts. As DJ Parker will deliver more baseballs to the home plate umpire Steve Graves. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shager kicks and deals the 2-2 breaking ball off the plate outside. Now stepping back in is Schwert. And readies as Shager. The 3-2 with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th. Swung on, hit in the air, playable for the right fielder. Heckethorn drifting over and will squeeze it as he angles toward the line. And the side is retired. But the Gold 45s get one after the E5 Mark Anthony Carroll comes around to score. 15-0 at the end of 7 complete here at Tagger Field in Redding, California. Tonight's game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Colt 45.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
It is Colton Sewell on in relief here in the top of the 8th inning for the Colt 45s, following in the footsteps of Lindell, who went 2 innings of 1 hit, no run baseball. He walked 1 and struck out 5. 13 strikeouts tonight for Colt 45's pitching. As Colton Sewell, the Bandon, Oregon native out of Feather River Junior College. 6'2", 220, sophomore out of FRJC. College that sent a lot of products to this Colt 45 ball club. And Colton Sewell last year for the 45s got some burn. One of a handful of returners on this squad. 11 games, 25 innings. He went 2-0 with a 5.04 ERA, 1 save, and 14 of the 16 runs he gave up were earned. 18 walks and 31 strikeouts.
for the sidewinding righty as he delivers a strike there on the outer half to the top of the order and Henry Heckethorn, who tracked down that baseball to end things in the home half of the seventh. Now the 0-1 delivery from Colton Sewell, the late kick, the delivery off the first base side, misses low for ball one. And it's actually a pinch hitter and all the hubbub. It's Bill Ducci. Thanks to Chad Johnson keeping me up to date and the fans here at Tiger Field. An attendance of about 250 or so. Now two balls and one strike after that pitch misses. With nobody out, nobody on. Coming set is Sewell. Kicks and deals the 2-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Bill Ducci. Pinch hitter here in the eighth for the Chico Nuts. The 2-2 as the catcher sets up inside and ends up off the plate outside. Now the payoff from Sewell. Misses low, and working the walk is Ducci here in the eighth. After Sewell takes over things for Jacob Lindell, followed in the footsteps of Bahan, as we get another pinch hitter here. It's the two of Cooper Shabazzane. Pretty cool last name, if you ask me. Hard to say on the air impromptu, but
there we go.
Nonetheless, as this one's called a strike. Shabazzane, pinch hitter. Now fouls this one back to the screen for strike two as he finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Sewell with some landscaping out there on the mound, kicking some dirt around. Working out of the stretch, Bowen Jr. holding on the runner at first. Some activity out in the bullpen of the Chico Nuts as well. Now the leg kick, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, dropped by Jones. Tag. No need to be applied to the batter with the runner on first, and down on strikes goes Shabazzane for out number one. Now we'll bring up Luke Shager, who started in center field but is now the pitcher. So Shager has ground out to third, doubled, and reached on the E1 as he lines this one to the first baseman on a hop and taps the first base with his back feet. Now rounding second, taking third, but not in time is the throw. In safely, rounding second on the errant throw from Patrick Bowen Jr. out there at first. And not in time at third. Coming up with the ball was DJ Parker backing up the play. And what a confusing play right there on all fronts from this defense. I was on a hop. So out on the three unassisted is Shager for out number two. And ending up at third base is Bill Ducci. Now an 0-1 count on the 10 of Dominic Pacheco. Now 1-1 after this pitch misses. Right-hand batter, open stance. The 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Taps the plate with his bat. And ready. Chico Nuts just trying to scratch a run across and not get shut out. Here in the top of the eighth, the 1-2 from Sewell. Off the plate outside. 1-2. Now the 2-2 delivery from Sewell is on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Got him at the knees. And the side is retired. A couple of K's in the inning as Schwert as Sewell, rather, gets the job done. One stranded over there at third. No runs across on no hits. One error in the inning on Patrick Bowen Jr. But after 7.5 complete, it's 15-0. The Colt 45s lead the Chico Nuts. North Valley Distributing is tonight's sponsor of the game here on KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Josh Drake on in relief here for the Chico Nuts in the bottom of the eighth inning. DJ Parker to lead things off. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand batter from the right-hand reliever, the leg kick. The pitch misses up and away for ball one. Here in the home half of the eighth inning. A 1-0 count on the righty. Swing and a miss for strike one. Shabazzane is in the game at second base. And the 1-1 breaking ball drops it in there. A beautiful pitch. Four strike two. One ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Parker knew it as he heads back to the dugout on the backward K. That is out number one. In the game at third is Dominic Pacheco. As Tyler Jones, an FRJC comet, will step to the plate. Commit, rather, not a comet. Commit to FRJC. One of many on this Colt 45 roster. One of the junior colleges up here. First pitch sees a fastball check swing. Decides to hold up on it and not pull the trigger completely, but it's taking for a called strike one. Now the 0-1 in there for a called strike two. Bill Ducci is now in right field as well. Now here's the delivery. The 0-2 breaking ball misses way off the plate outside. 1-2 to Tyler Jones, who's singled, struck out swinging, and walked twice tonight. Right-hand batter with a wide stance, slightly open. The 1-2 with one out. Breaking ball just misses. Tried to drop it in there again. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball chopped toward the first baseman Lynch. He'll gather himself and flip to the pitcher on the bag in time in the foot race over there. It goes Lynch to Drake.
Yep, we got it. Thank you.
Four out, number two. So with two outs, it will be Adrian Lopez, rather, to the plate. The right fielder for the Colt 45s tonight. Misses for ball one. Now the 1-0 with the left-hand batting Andrew Mora on deck, whom we have not seen this weekend at all. It would be for Patrick Bowen Jr., the first baseman. So he'll likely come in as a defensive replacement in the top of the ninth. Here's the 2-0 delivery. On the outside corner, called strike one. 2-1 to Adrian Lopez, who has grounded out to first, struck out looking, singled, and walked tonight. Now the 2-1 delivery is just getting a piece of it, but it goes off his foot, caroms into fair territory. He's going to go for a little one-legged saunter around the backstop. It's a painful foul ball if I ever saw one. Got the inside part of his ankle, it looked like, as the home plate umpire is going to hand deliver his bat to him, and Lopez will do some landscaping in the box, shake it off a little bit. Looks like he wore it on the inner part of that ankle, which, again, not a fun spot to wear a baseball. Done it a couple of times, and it'll hurt the next day, I'll tell you that much. Two balls and two strikes with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth as Josh Drake rubs up the baseball, giving Lopez some extra time. Right on right matchup here. The 2-2 delivery is popped up on the first base side of the infield. Calling for it is Lynch right near the first base coach's box and will put it away for out number three. The side is retired for the first time tonight, the Colt 45s go 1-2-3. The first time since the first inning, rather. They go 1-2-3. And after eight complete, it's the Colt 45s 15. And the Chico Nuts 0 as we head to the ninth here at Tagger Field in Redding, California. Tonight's game sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Well,
Well, it's the 36 of Braxton Sweatland on in relief here. 6'6", 250 out of Cottonwood, California. And Shasta College, another pitcher under the guise of Eric Winchester, the pitching coach over at Shasta, as well as the pitching coach here at this Redding Colt 45 baseball club. In the game at first base is Andrew Mora here in the ninth. Donning the socks up high is Braxton Sweatland. It's a 15-0 ball game. Nothing but goose eggs on the top part of that scoreboard out there in left field. As Deegan Paulos is in the game at second. And check that. That might be incorrect. We get a pinch hitter in the six of Jacob Heiser, Blaine Walling, rather, to the plate to face off against Sweatland. Takes ball one here. And the top of the ninth inning, nobody out, nobody on. The Chico Nuts at this point, they're goal is to just scratch a run across and erase that goose egg on the top part of the scoreboard. Infield playing at normal depth along with the outfield. Fouls this one back toward the on-deck circle for strike one. Paulos at shortstop. And Mark Anthony Carroll staying in the game at second. And Andrew Mora in the game at first. Those are your defensive replacements. Here's a line shot just beyond the first base dugout for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Coming set from the third base side of the rubber with the socks up high is Schwert as he gets his sign. Now kicks and deals the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the front door breaking ball aimed toward the back foot of the righty. And that is out number one on the swinging strikeout. That is yet another strikeout for Colt 45 pitching tonight. They've struck out these Chico Nuts 15 times now collectively. Now it's the right hand batter to the plate, taking a called strike. The 32 of Ramirez. Pinch hitting for Shaquet as he swings and misses for strike two. So Ramirez out in center field as well. Came back, came as a defense replacement in the ninth. Here's the 0-2. Chops foul up the third base side. Foul. Out of play back toward the Colt 45 on deck circle, actually. Now the 0-2 again with one out. Misses low in the dirt, laying off of it. Ball one. Two Ramirez's on this ball club as well. This is D. Ramirez, not Anthony Ramirez. The 1-2 on the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Gone a looking goes Ramirez. And now down to their final out. It's going to be another pinch hitter. The 18 of Julio Cano. Great last name for baseball. Cano. Robinson Cano of the New York Yankees and then later the Seattle Mariners. Just to name a couple of teams he played for. This one's fouled into the parking lot for strike one. Just a slew of pinch hitters here. Julio Cano out of Chico, California, 17 years old, and a class of 2028.
Takes this one for a ball. One ball and one strike with two outs. Braxton Swetland kicks, steals, waved at in the dirt for strike two, and now down to their final strike. Pinch hitting for Landon Lynch. Julio Cano.
Casey and R.
Now the 1-2 delivery here on Casey and R. Shasta Redding. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at CaseyandRRadio.com. The 1-2, Mrs. Lowe, 2-2. Jacob Green here with you. With David Wiley, engineering things for us, back in the studio. It's great to have you with us. Down to their final strike here are the Chico Nuts. The Colt 45s looking for their 21st win of the year. They lead by a score of 15-0. The 2-2 delivery from the lefty Swetland misses upstairs. And check swing, rather, and then they appeal to first, and the answer is yes. So Swetland strikes out the side, and an anticlimactic end to a very large win for the Colt 45s. They win by a score of 15-0. They put double digits on the board for the third game in a row and back-to-back shutouts for the Colt 45s. And we'll be back with the totals after this.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
On the Colt 45s, 15 runs and 11 hits, 2 errors, they left 4. The Chico Nuts, no runs on 5 hits, 4 errors, they left 7 here on this finale of the 4th of July weekend. The Colt 45s have now won 4 straight here on this weekend, and they win the last 2 in shutout fashion, scoring 21 runs last night and 15 tonight. Swetland closed out the ball game, but not a save situation. He ends it with 3 Ks. And did so on 14 pitches as well. So very efficient for Colt 45s. Pitching the win goes to Aaron Bahan. The loss charged to Kendall Zarate of the Chico Nuts. The final time of the game was 2 hours and 43 minutes. And the final score 15-0. We'll be back out here next week. You want to come out to Tiger Field, the Cal State Peloteros, Thursday through Saturday, and then the Yuba Center Stripers on Sunday. That'll be July 9th through the 12th, rather. All games starting at 7:15 p.m. Well, I'm Jacob Green here with you on KCNR Shasta Redding. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. It was great to have you with us this weekend, the semi-quincentennial of the United States of America, and we got to enjoy America's pastime 4 nights in a row, and in front of a crowd of about 250 tonight, Aaron Bahan gets the win, Zarate the loss, and for the final time from Tiger Field this weekend, it's the Colt 45s 15 and the Chico Nuts nothing.
AnalysisTownHall.com. Correspondent Donna Borger reports on this week's scheduled court appearance for the man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk nearly 1 year ago. And while there have been some emotional issues, officials say the proceedings will be fine.
A five-day preliminary hearing is scheduled to start Monday for Tyler Robinson, the 23-year-old man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk last September 10th while Kirk was addressing a crowd of thousands at Utah Valley University. Kirk's widow and parents are expected to be in court in Utah, and the hearing will be live-streamed. The proceedings focus on whether there's enough evidence to try Robinson for aggravated murder and whether the death penalty is warranted, which the prosecution is requesting. They say DNA consistent with Robinson's was found on the trigger of the rifle used to kill Kirk, as well as the fired cartridge casing, two unfired cartridges, and a towel used to wrap the weapon. Robinson has not entered a plea. I'm Donna Warder.
More on these stories, townhall.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open with an offering of suspense. And then we continue our latest five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline. This opening production stars film actor Michael O'Shea with supporting help from Sidney Miller and was first heard on September 11, 1947.
Suspense.
And now, Shenley brings you radio's outstanding theater of thrills.
Suspense.
Presented by Roma Wines. That's R-O-M-A. Roma Wines for your everyday enjoyment.
Tonight, Roma Wines of Fresno, California bring you Michael O'Shea in The Twist, a suspense play produced, edited, and directed for Shenley by William Spear.
Listen, Gus, you've got to do the show.
I can't do it.
You've written for all the big comedians. You'd turn out a hit.
I don't have the time.
Oh, but Gus.
Look, I don't have the time. Anyways, I couldn't do it.
Ridiculous. A guy with your reputation.
Yeah, a guy with my reputation, yeah. What do you know? Listen. 12 years ago, I was under cabs. Gustav Green, the hack license read. Cripes, how I hated the cabs. Work like a slob, 12 or 14 hours a day for a lousy $27 a week. Now, do you blame me that I took the daydreaming? Like maybe it was my limousine and I was driving because my chauffeur had a day off? I used to sit at the wheel figuring out the darndest situations. Like I'd pick up some rich old dame and she'd leave me $1 million or I'd save a guy. All kinds of situations. But all I got was $27 per a week. Until the night I met Ben.
Cabin.
Take me home, driver. Home? Your home or my home, wise guy?
Huh. Wait a second.
Well, you got talent, you're driving a cab. Where can I get a job driving a cab? You want the radio on?
Well, definitely no.
Oh, now don't let's be bitter, shall we? You know, radio was quite a medium.
Yeah.
Just think, some guy says a few words into a microphone and you can hear it as far west as Georgia.
Gustav Green? Well, Mr. Green, meet Van Hauser, the best gag man in the radio business. Currently freelancing, unemployed, on the beach.
Well, if you're so good, why aren't you in there writing them yaks, wise guy?
Why? Because words I know, rib-tickling words, gags, yeah, jokes to make a corpse laugh. But plots, situations.
Situations?
Yeah, that's another story. I could coin $1 million if I could figure them out.
Well, look, situations. Now, let me tell you, I am a veritable Scheherazade on situations. I got $1 million. Now, look, for instance, the guy who says that if other brothers... I don't know, something clicked between me and Van Hauser. From the beginning, I always hated his guts, the way he talked to me like I was dirt.
But up in his room, I started feeding him stories. Stuff I dreamed up on the cab. He put it into good words, and it came out very funny, too. Well, inside a couple of years, I was getting $1,500 a week. But I was tied to that guy. I couldn't work with nobody else. I'd sit down with another gag writer and nothing would happen. Yeah, I knew it was Van or $40 a week in some broken-down job. So I hung on to him like a barnacle. I worked with him, ate with him, played with him. My place was just down the hall from his at the hotel. Sometimes I thought I'd go nuts if I had to look at his sneering ugly puss another day. And the only satisfaction I had was that he needed me and hated me just like I needed and hated him. But one day while we were writing a spot for Schmo for a day, he chose me a very unfunny line.
Gus, my goon boy, you may be interested to know that I'm going to marry Julie Phelps.
Julie Phelps, a dancer?
That's right. She used to be the club Catalina.
She making trouble for you?
Cut it.
All right. I didn't say nothing against her.
All right, you better not.
Okay, go ahead and enjoy yourself.
Well, thanks. So, Gus, my cornball colleague, we may not be seeing so much of each other, hence.
Oh, now, look, you don't mean that, but... Hey, now, wait a minute. What's going to be with our partnership here?
Well, we'll see. I'll talk it over with Julie.
No, Van. Now, look, I mean it. We've always done what we wanted to. Loafed all day, worked all night, ate and slept at any crazy hour. Yeah. Now, no dame is going to stand for that.
Julie is different.
No dame is different.
Yeah, she knows how we operate. And she knows you, Gus.
Yeah, and she's not exactly crazy about me, neither.
I was just coming to that. Now, if you want to stay in with me, be nice to her, huh?
It won't do no good. Listen, Van, she'll make trouble between us. See, she'll work on that as soon as the knot is tied.
I said...
Now, listen to me. I'm your pal, Van. A dame like that is hard business. You know what the club Catalina...
Well, she wasn't exactly... Gus, Julie is one in a million. A joke man like you comes a dime a dozen.
Okay, if that's the way you feel.
That's the way I feel.
Pardon me for having any feet, hey.
All right, just be nice to her. No cracks.
Okay, so I'll be nice. Now, look, about Sunday show...
I said be nice to her. If you're not, Gus, we're finished.
Yeah, I said I'd be nice, but I knew it wouldn't do no good. Julie was a small-town girl who soured on Broadway after she had a bust-up with Nick Edwards, the mug who runs the Club Catalina, and she wanted out. And she was going to take Van with her, too, so it came to me that I'd better figure out a situation and pronto. She didn't like me because she was scared of me. I knew about her and Nick Edwards, and Van didn't. So I says to myself, I says, Gus, maybe the dame will scare away, hey?
Who is it, Van? Oh, Gus Green, what a surprise.
Hello there, Julie. Yeah, this is for you.
Flowers?
Yeah, Van told me about you, Tucy, and I figured...
Well, they're lovely. Come on in, Gus.
Thanks.
I miss flowers so much in the city. Back home, the garden's always full of them.
Yeah. Say, this is a nice place you got here.
Thanks.
Yeah, very swanky. Wasn't that chair once in the lobby of the Club Catalina?
Well, I bought it when they redecorated the place.
Oh, sure you did, honey, but it just reminded me.
About what?
I just happened to see your friend Nick Edwards today.
I haven't seen Nick in months.
Oh, sure you haven't, honey, but he's still carrying the torchola for you.
I'm not interested.
No, I didn't say you were, but you might be interested in the fact that Nick said, if Van Hauser marries Julie, so help me, I'll kill him.
Did he say that?
Now, would I lie, honey?
Well, that settles it. I've had enough of show business. Van and me are going back home.
Oh, no, you can't do that to Van, Julie. This is his life. What's he going to do in a small town?
I don't care. I'm sick of it. Sick of all the cheap characters, the bums and the hangers-on. If I want him to, Van will come with me.
Oh, look, maybe he would. Well, I'm sure he would. But, Julie, what I really wanted to say was, why don't you give me a few days? I'll go talk to Nick, and who knows, maybe I can fix the whole thing up.
Would you, Gus? I'd like to stay for Van's sake. I'd like to see him get a good job with regular hours. Maybe an advertiser.
Sure. Nick will listen to me. Well, at least I can try, huh?
Thanks, Gus. You're nice. I didn't know.
And then I got another idea.
What's that?
Maybe the three of us could all work together.
Oh, I can't write. I can type.
Well, we need a secretary. We could dictate our stuff to you.
I don't know shorthand.
You don't have to. After all, what is a comedy script? Along the left-hand side of the page, you put the name of the character, and then you write out what he's supposed to say. Simple?
Sounds simple.
Well, you could spend more time with Van. How would you like to try?
I'd love to. Gus, it would be wonderful.
Sure, it'd be wonderful. For me. When she said she'd work with us, Julie was playing a part in a situation that I dreamed up. And let me tell you, it was a good one.
Because it ended with me still making a grand and a half per week and Julie Phelps. Well, Julie Phelps was just not there. Music chaser and a commercial. Credits and sign off.
Got that, darling?
Every word, Mr. Hauser.
Well, Van, how do you like our new secretary?
Oh, she's good, Gus. How come you had such a swell idea? Huh?
Gus, if this works out, I'll be the happiest person alive.
Oh, no, you won't, Julie. I will. Now, come on. I'd like to try dictating.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Okay, take a clean sheet of paper. Mm-hmm. Here's a gag sequence for the Fred Benton Show.
Oh, look who's writing gags.
Don't laugh.
Genius.
Now, look, Fred's talking to Mrs. Mishmash, mm-hmm. and she starts reading the wrong page of the script, you see?
Yeah.
Ready? Let's go. Mrs. Mishmash, please don't laugh at me. Mm-hmm. I think we've made a mistake.
Mistake. Uh-huh.
Now, Fred Benton, I know I have. Mrs. M, let's start all over from the beginning.
All over from the beginning.
Fred, if you love me, you will. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
No, that's charming. No, this is Mrs. Am I going too fast?
No, that's
okay,
fine.
This is Mrs. Mishmash again. Mm-hmm. I would do anything for you.
Anything for you.
Fred, he says, I would like to see you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm bored.
Okay. Now,
Mrs. M again. Let's talk this over. How about tonight?
How about tonight?
Yeah. Fred, when? At midnight.
Midnight.
Mrs. Mm-hmm. M, come. I'm waiting for you right now.
Right now.
Did you get it all?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Type it right up.
Wait.
What's the matter?
Don't bother, Julie. We couldn't use that corn even on the Benton Show.
All right, wise guy. Give it to me, Julie. I'll file it under sustainers.
Look, if you're going to fight, I'm not going to work for either of you. Van, be a dear and get me a pack of cigarettes downstairs, will you?
All right, huh? Gus, don't try to write any more of those charming gags.
Get lost.
Gus?
Yeah?
Did you get anywhere with Nick?
Well, yeah, Julie. He's softening up, but he wants to see you.
Gus, I don't want that man near me.
Now, look, you'll see him. You better start wearing black for Van. You know Nick Edwards.
I know Nick wouldn't stop at killing, but
Now, listen, Julie. I haven't got time to argue with you now. Van will come back. But why don't you come to my place tomorrow night at 11?
I'll run into Van for sure.
Well, then come before 8 and wait for me. We'll have rehearsals till then.
What about Van?
Tell him you're going to sleep early or something.
What if he calls anyway?
I'll cover you. I'll probably be with him anyhow.
He must never know about Nick.
I get it. Now, listen, Julie. You just leave everything to me, and in a couple of days, you won't have to worry about Nick Edwards again. Yeah, just leave everything to me and you won't have to worry about anything anymore, Julie Phelps. Not even your own funeral. Come 8 o'clock the next evening, I paid a little visit to my apartment. Long enough to see that Julie was comfortable and also to get the keys to her place out from her handbag. I drove over there and went upstairs to do some interior decorating. My kind. Gonna take Van away from Broadway, are you? Gonna send me back to $40 a week in a pig's ear, you want, Julie Phelps? Get that? In a pig's ear! Now, just one more touch to complete the situation. A little business outside the Club Catalina. Hey, kid, come here. Here, listen now. Here's a dime, kid. Take this note and this here envelope and give it to Nick Edwards. And if anyone asked you, say a dame gave it to you. Got that? A beautiful dame. You got it from a beautiful dame, right?
Look, Gus, no more work. Let's not go.
What's the matter, Van? You tired?
No.
Well, what's eating you?
Well, you wouldn't understand.
All right, so don't tell me. I don't care anyhow.
All right, it's Julie. Said she had to go to bed early tonight.
So what? It ain't legal?
I called a half dozen times. No answer.
Uh-huh. Afraid she's still timing you, huh?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, but I know how you feel.
Yeah, well, mind your own business.
Look, my friend, I'll do you a good turn. Leave me dial the number for you. The
number's on the pad. Let's see what your fat fingers can do.
Okay. You could talk to her while I go down to my room to get my hat and coat. I'll take you for a drive before we hit the sack.
Well, sometimes you're even human.
Okay, here, take it. It's ringing now. I'll be right back.
I'll see you.
Hello?
Julie, darling.
Van.
Honey, I'm sure glad to hear your voice. Where you been?
Why?
Well, I've been trying to get you all evening. No answer. Then Gus tried
Van,
to...
Van, dear, I told you. I was going home to get some sleep.
Well, when I phoned, you must have...
Maybe it didn't wake me.
Well, now, baby, that's hardly likely with a phone right near your bed.
Sometimes I sleep.
Julie.
I can...
Julie, is there someone there with you?
Of course not, Van. I'm alone. I'm by myself. I'm... What are you... No!
Julie.
Ben!
Julie!
Ben!
Julie, what's the matter? Julie! Julie! A very neat situation, you granted, Warden?
Sure.
Julie being killed in her apartment 2 miles away, Ben hearing it over the phone, and me in the next room to him at the hotel. Yep. You like it, huh, Warden? Yeah, I like it, too, and I did it. That was a very sensational situation.
You're listening to Suspense. We'll be back with more after this short break.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It passed 165 Hz refresh rate. This means that whether you're editing a 4K video project or class or unwinding, the details and smooth frame rate are second to none. We've also included a USB-C port with 90 watts power delivery so a student can connect their laptop for video and data while charging it with a single cable.
Tech it out at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
And now, let's resume this episode of Suspense on Wynn Radio One.
For Suspense, Roma Wines are bringing you Mr. Michael O'Shea in The Twist. Roma Wines' presentation tonight in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Ben was still screaming into the phone when I came down the hall from my place a minute later with hat and coat draped over my very shaking arm. I opened the door.
Gus.
Hmm?
Gus, something's happened to Julie.
Huh?
Something's happened to Julie.
Well, how do you know? Did you get her?
Yeah, she answered the phone. But,
so?
Well, she sounded funny, like there was someone in the same room, and then suddenly she sounded like she was hit or choked or something.
Ah, maybe it's just a gag she was pulling. You know, dames do that sometimes.
You think so?
Why, sure.
No, it couldn't be. I heard her, Gus. Gus, what should I do?
Now, come on, keep your shirt on, Ben.
She screamed.
Did you call her back?
No, I didn't.
Well, why don't you?
So I call her back, that's what I'll do.
Sure.
Of course I'll call her. Hand me the phone.
Yeah.
Something's happened, I know it has.
Line busy?
No answer.
Yeah, but you just spoke to her a minute ago.
Gus, I'm worried. I'm worried sick.
I get it. She's all right. Come on out for a ride.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Look, tell you what I'll do for a pal. I'll drive you over there. You can check up for yourself. Dan looked pretty grim as we drove over to Julie's place in the West 70s. I checked over everything I'd done and figured how I'd work out the rest of the situation. And we turned off Central Park West into the side street where Julie lived on the second floor of a converted brownstone. Hey, look, there's a guy coming out of the house. That's probably nobody.
He's making a getaway. Gus, follow him.
I never catch him now.
Oh, gosh, Gus, if you'd only got close enough to see his license number.
Well, I did.
What was it?
LK573498.
LK573498.
All right, Sam Spade. Now let's go upstairs and visit Julie, huh? The door to Julie's apartment was wide open when we got upstairs, and the place was just like I left it. Like there'd been some kind of a fight. And then I saw where I'd made a mistake. The telephone where Julie was supposed to be strangled was as neat as a pin. I watched Van's face to see if he noticed it, but, well, he was too broken up to notice anything.
Julie. Gus, she was a sweet kid.
What do you mean, was?
I know. She's dead.
What do you know? All you see is that her apartment is all busted up.
I heard her scream, didn't I? Gus, I waited 20 years to meet a girl that I could marry. So help me, I'm not going to die till a guy who did this is in his grave. You'll see. You'll see, Gus. I'm kind of mixed up now, but in a little while I'll be able to think. I'll know what to do. Sure, I'll know what to do. Look, that's the telephone.
What about the telephone?
I'm going to call the police.
No, Van, now wait a minute. Don't be crazy.
What?
Look, put the telephone
down.
Why?
Why shouldn't I call the police?
It's very simple. You got no evidence she was murdered.
But I heard her scream.
Use your eyes, Van, will you? Use your eyes. Julie said she was in bed. Has the bed been slept in? And where's her coat? Where's her purse? And where's her hat?
They're not here, but she said she... You're right, Gus. You're right, I won't phone. Maybe she's still alive.
That's better. Now, look, Van, sometimes... We haven't felt too good towards each other, but after all, we've been partners for a long time, kid. And I'll tell you what, I'll do anything. Anything you say to help you out.
All right, then, look. Look, just on an off chance, Gus, trace that license plate, will you? Let's find out who that guy was.
We went back to our hotel. I slept like a log because I knew that Julie was 10 feet from my bed in the closet, very dead. Where she couldn't come between me and Van anymore. Next morning, I told Van I'd checked at the license bureau.
Whose car was it?
Nick Edwards.
Kathleen Edwards?
That's right.
Why, that dirty goon.
Now, look, you don't think that he...
I don't have to think. I'll let the police...
Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Look, Van, I never told you this before, but I knew all along that Julie was playing around with Nick Edwards.
With Nick Edwards?
Yeah. That's why I never liked her. Now, you better not call the cops. Maybe we was just busting in on a private little party last night.
No, no, I can't believe it. No, not Julie.
Well, we got to find out where she is. And the guy who knows is Nick Edwards.
What makes you think he'll tell?
I'll tell you what. I'll call him at the club tonight and ask him over. I think maybe he'll accept me invitation. Well, Nick arrived at 11 p.m., from my window, I watched him park his black car in a dark side street near the hotel, just like I told him to. Then I carried Julie's body down the back stairs and put it in the luggage compartment of Nick's car. Nobody saw me. And a few minutes later, I knocked on Van's door.
That you, Gus? Come in.
Hiya, Van. Hi, Nick.
Good evening, Gus.
Nick was just telling me, Gus.
Look, I'm just as worried about Julie as you guys are, see?
Yeah. That's easy to say.
Okay. Don't take my word for it. But I've had her house called every half hour all day.
Why'd you go there last night in the first place?
You haven't been around long, have you?
Never mind that, wise guy. Why'd you visit my girl?
Who said she was your girl?
She was engaged to me.
She was tired of you.
Why, you...
Sit down. She told me so herself.
When?
Yesterday.
Then you saw her yesterday, Nick?
No. No, I ain't seen her since she quit working at the club and started to pal around with your friend here.
But you just said that...
Julie was the only gal who ever had me on the rope, see? But when she called it quits, I went along. She was too good for an ex-con like me anyway, I figured. But last night, someone gives me a note in her handwriting.
Oh? What did the note say, Nick?
It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I read it over and over until I knew it by heart. Please don't laugh at me. I think we made a mistake. I know I have. Let's start all over from the beginning. If you really love me, you will. I love you. I'll do anything for you. I'd like to see you. Let's talk this over. How about tonight? When? At midnight? Come. Come, I'm waiting for you right now.
As soon as Nick Edwards left, I told Van I didn't believe anything he said, and as far as I was concerned, Nick either killed Julie or had taken her away. Van agreed with me, and we called the police. Ah, yes, it all made a perfect situation. The best I'd ever dreamed up. All of Nick Edwards' high-powered lawyers couldn't save him from being sentenced to the chair. Yes, sir, life looked pretty sweet, but there was just one thing wrong. Van's comedy was getting worse and worse. Fred Benton told us we'd have to get better or else. Now, we sat in Van's room sweating out a Benton program that was a day overdue. Van, for the love of Mike, will you pull yourself together?
Of course, I can't think.
You don't have to think. I gave you the whole situation. All you've got to do is write the gags for it.
Gags.
Now, look, in the first scene, Fred and Mrs. Mishmar steal a horse. But here's the twist. The horse is blind. You get it?
Yeah.
Well, come on, then, Gib. You know hundreds of horse gags. Now, just give them a twist and fit the situation.
I can't. They just won't come.
Look, if we don't get this script in tomorrow, Fred will can us. Now, come on, guy. Will you write?
Oh, write yourself.
Dan, you know I can't write. I'm no good without a gag,
man. Get yourself another gag, man. I'm through.
Look.
Washed up.
You know it won't work, Van. You know that. I've tried it on the QT. I was afraid that someday would break up, but it never worked. With you and me, Van, something happens. We're a great team. Without me, you're just another guy making with words. Without you, I'm just another Joe. Now, don't you see, kid? That's why we gotta stick together. Even if we do hate each other's guts. That's why nobody can't never break us up. Now, come on, guy, write, will you?
I can't think of anything. Look, how we got something in the files we haven't used. You had a scene, you dictated to Julie. What was that?
Huh?
That Mrs. Mishmash
No.
Fred. Was it, please don't laugh at me or something? I think we made a mistake.
No, Van, look, that's a no-good situation. That's dead. Let's get something new.
It's a good situation.
No,
a very clever situation. All I need are the lines. Please don't laugh
now,
at me.
Now, Van, I'm telling
the
you
lines,
it's no good.
The lines. Please don't laugh
I'm
at me.
I'm telling you it's no good,
of
Van.
Of course. Why didn't I think of that before? Those lines you dictated to Julie, they fit.
No, they don't fit. And besides, I can't ride gags. You know that.
No, that wasn't a gag, Gus. That was a situation. The most desperate situation you ever invented.
Now, wait a minute. What are you beating your gums about
here? You'll find out.
What are you going to do?
Operator, I want to speak to Inspector Martin at police headquarters. Get away from that door, Gus. I got a gun.
Now, don't shoot, Van. Wait a minute.
Listen
and
don't move.
Police headquarters, Inspector Martin.
Oh, Inspector Martin, this is Van Hauser of the Julie Phelps case.
Hey, I've been trying to get...
Edwards didn't kill Julie. Gus Green did. And I got proof.
That makes it even worse. Edwards says you framed him.
Green did. Nick's note was a script dictated to Julie, minus the character names.
How about his alibi?
He dialed his own number, Inspector, not hers, and killed her while she was speaking on the phone. To make things look right, he messed up her apartment. I never could quite figure out why there were no signs of struggle around her telephone. Now I know. Yeah, he must have stowed her body in Nick's car. Better send some cops over right away before I shoot him.
Well, they're coming over, Hauser, to protect you. Edwards broke out about an hour ago. Watch out for him.
Nick Edwards?
Yes, Nick Edwards.
Huh? Nick Edwards.
All right, Hauser, come across with that gun.
Nick,
come on.
Nick, you heard what I said, didn't you?
So what?
I didn't frame you. Gus did. He's a guy with a situation.
So what? You took my girl away from me, didn't you? All right, give me that gun.
Now, Nick, wait a minute. What are you going to do with
that? Nothing except to give me that gun, Hauser.
Don't let him get that gun, Gus.
I'm a little too quick for you, Gus.
Now, Nick, please. Now, don't shoot me. Let me tell you how this works.
Cut it, Gus. I've had a belly full of your stories. They put me in jail, remember? They're all stuffed to me now, see? But like they say, there ain't no situation that can't take a new twist. Here's the twist to this one. You ain't going to die for the murder of my poor Julie. No. You're going to die for something you didn't do.
What do you mean, Nick?
Just this. The murder of Van Hauser.
Well, they didn't believe me at the trial.
So I'm up for killing my late, unlamented partner. But you know me. I always like a twist. They got Nick for killing Julie. Now I guess you can understand why I can't write the prisoner's annual show, can't you, Warden? Not without Van. And besides, like I said, I don't have too much time, do I? Before I go to the chair.
Suspense.
The Twist, starring Michael O'Shea, presented by Roma Wines. That's R-O-M-A, Roma, California Wines, America's largest selling wines.
Tonight's suspense play was by Bafe Blau. Next Thursday, same time, you will hear Donald O'Connor as star of Suspense. Produced and directed by William Spear for the Roma Wine Company of Fresno, California.
From September 11, 1947, Michael O'Shea's best-known films include Lady of Burlesque, The Eve of St. Mark, The Underworld Story, and his 1943 portrayal of writer Jack London. O'Shea also had a 1950s television series, It's a Great Life, created by a couple of writers from the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program, Dick Chevalier and Ray Singer. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio was our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. We'll present part three of The Matter of the Medium, Well Done, right after this.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
Step into the shadows for dark and suspenseful tales of miscalculated misdeeds with Radio Spirit's 6-CD collection, The Whistler, One Dark Night.
It was night. But even with the protection of darkness, Max Tyler crouched low on the apartment house fire escape. He was tense, alert, ready to run. And suddenly it happened.
Across 12 chilling episodes, the Whistler stories lead you step by step through the setup and the slip-up, the double-cross and the downfall.
All right, now come on, move. I can let you have it and you'll be another dead burglar. Double-cross, huh? I said move.
Yes, he knows every scheme and every fatal mistake.
Night. And a thick gray blanket of fog had descended over the city. As Laura Ames, former American, now of London, hurried along the deserted residential street, she stopped occasionally, glanced over her shoulder and listened, and then hurried on again, certain that the unseen footsteps she'd been hearing in the gray fog behind her were those of someone deliberately following her.
For a limited time, you can get the Whistler One Dark Night for 50% off. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code STRANGE77 to get the Whistler One Dark Night for only $14.99.
Back there in the fog, the footsteps coming closer and closer.
This offer won't survive forever, so get half off the Whistler One Dark Night today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code STRANGE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
From graphic design to gaming, today's students need high performance from their monitors. And one of the best out there is the LG UltraGear 49 GX950A, where the 49 stands for the size of the screen. Brandon Kim from LG has the details.
It's a 45-inch curved OLED monitor, provides incredibly immersive experience for both work and play. Its resolution is 5K 2K, and it has 165Hz refresh rate. This means that whether you're editing a 4K video project for class or unwinding, the details and smooth frame rate are second to none. We've also included a USB-C port with 90 watts power delivery so a student can connect their laptop for video and data while charging it with a single cable.
Check it out at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was at our weekly visit with Johnny Dollar. Originally broadcast over five consecutive weeknights in May of 1956, it's the storyline The Matter of the Medium, Well Done. This is part three.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Tony Ricardo.
Oh, I've been hoping to get in touch with
you.
Did
you receive my note?
Was that your polite threat to kill me if I don't leave Carol Sharp alone? Yeah, I received it. And I have a sneaking suspicion the police department might be interested in
it. No. Oh, please, I guess I acted a bit hastily. Perhaps you let me talk to you.
You want to take the threat back?
That still stands.
Then you don't leave me much choice.
Talk to me first. Believe me, you won't be sorry.
But I might be dead. Is that it?
I want to see you.
Can't do it now, but where can I reach you?
Sunrise 3, 9970.
Okay. Meantime, don't get trigger happy.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location New York City, to the Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. Following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the matter of the medium. Well done. Expense account item 7, 85 cents. Cab fare from the Bell Towers to the 18th Precinct Station and Sergeant Randy Singer.
So, you met Carol Sharp, huh?
Yep. I put on an act that would have done credit to the Theater Guild. Told her she looked exactly like a girl I dreamed about as a kid, a girl named Carol.
Oh, no. She swallowed it?
Not only that, but she gave me a lecture on veridical dreams, an allied psychic phenomenon.
You deserve an Oscar.
Also, she wants me to go with her and see this Madame Morgana Morgana.
Oh, good. When?
Tomorrow night.
Well, you're not figuring on skipping tonight's seance, are you?
Oh, no, not a bit. I want to find out what this stuff is all about, so I'll be prepared for tomorrow. This dame you have lined up pretty good?
She's got a big following. You ready to go?
Oh, wait a minute. You said you had the file on Tony Ricardo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, here it is, waiting for you. Yeah, Anthony Ricardo, alias Ricky Marino, alias Tony the Tip. Here's his picture. Height 5'9", weight 172, eyes brown, hair sparse gray, suspected member of the Dutchy Sperling outfit, 12 arrests, no conviction, started as a rum runner back...
Hey, this is Tony Ricardo?
It's the guy.
Hmm, I would have sworn the man I talked to over the phone was in his 20s. Late 20s at most.
You talked to him?
After leaving an unpleasant little note under my door at the Towers, he called me on the phone.
And what kind of note?
Oh, nothing particular. Just a gentle suggestion I lay off Carol Sharp.
Threat, huh? Still got it?
But I'm sure that voice couldn't have come from this old geezer.
Yeah, well, frankly, I kind of wondered about the Sharp girl being interested in him. Even though the file does show he's always surrounded himself with a bunch of young ones. You know, he's probably handed out more mink coats. Oh, Johnny, yeah, wait a minute. Old Tony's got a couple of kids. Here, Angela. Goes under the name of Angela Richards. At least she used that name at Bryn Mawr.
Bryn Mawr?
Yeah, and Sarah Lawrence College at Bronxville. Yeah, the old boy tried to keep the stigma of his past away from her, I guess. Yeah, you see, married to a doctor over in Hackensack. Respectable housewife.
Mm-hmm. What about the other?
Anthony Jr., age 26. That was last year. Let's see, that makes him 27. Now, Rutgers University, class... Not much on him. Unless I miss my guess, he's a chip off the old block. Well, you know where I can find him?
All I have is his phone number.
What is it?
Wait till I see and talk to him.
Yeah, that may be too late, is what I think he is.
Why not ask this medium about him tonight?
Yeah, that... Hey, come on, we're late. Let's go.
Item 8, $1.20, cab to an old brownstone house somewhere over in the West 40s, way west. In a district that had seen better days. We were greeted at the door by a tall, gray-haired old gentleman, dressed in black, except for his white gloves, that somehow reminded me of a pallbearer.
Come in, Mr. Singer and Mr. Dollar. Clarabelle is about to begin. Psychometry is the mood this evening. Follow, please.
How do you know our names?
No, I had to give them to him when I made the appointment.
Now, what's this psychometry business?
You'll see.
Oh, wow. The music gives me the creeps.
Yeah,
Into the temple, please, and be seated.
The temple turns out to be an old dining room. Bare wooden floor, heavy drapes over the windows. And as nearly as I could see, a bunch of chairs around in a circle filled with people. The sockets in the ancient chandelier that hung from the ceiling had red bulbs in them that barely glowed. We could hardly see a thing, although I'm sure the light went up very slightly when we made our entrance and then down again. as though somebody was controlling it with a rheostat. Our eyes were almost used to the semi-darkness by the time we seated ourselves in the circle. Nobody spoke, and the weird music from that scratchy record was beginning to get on my nerves or put me to sleep or something. I'm not quite sure what.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Then suddenly there was a flash of light and a puff of smoke, and so help me. What the sand? Randy.
Shh, quiet. This is all part of the act.
Shh. Greetings. Greetings, friends of the unknown, friends of the mystics, of Votan the Indian boy, and the seventh son of the seventh son of Harishnu the Mighty.
And there she stood, in the center of the circle where the flash had gone off.
Are we all in the mood?
She stood there draped in what looked, even in the dim light, what looked like a slightly soiled bedsheet, pulled in around her ample middle with a hunk of coarse rope. She wore a sort of turban. Or maybe it was just an old dish towel wrapped around her head. A faint odor of gin pervaded the room. I guess her feet were bare, for she made no noise as she walked slowly around the circle, holding on a shallow metal tray. Taking a collection so soon, I wondered?
Each of you, place upon the tray some object very close to you. Something you have had a long, long time that has become a part of you.
Huh? Shh, you'll get it back.
And if the spirits are with us, and there are no dissenting minds among us, if Botan, the Indian boy from the world beyond, is willing to act as our control, we shall learn many strange things this night. place something close to you upon the tray.
Will this watch be on?
You must not speak, but keep the mood. Keep the mood. Are we all in the mood?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. And now, dear friends, while I meditate and establish contact with the spirit world, Hemingway will pass among you for the tiny assurance that you join us in all sincerity. Now join hands to create the flux that will join our thoughts and minds and hearts and open the doors to enlightenment for all of us.
$5.
Votan, are you with us tonight?
$5, please.
Votan, will you answer
$5,
us?
$5,
are you with us now? Is that Votan that answers our call, or the little sister Hyacinth? Ah, it is Votan. We may begin. I hold this ring. I feel the paramagnetic forces arising from it. This belongs to a businessman south of here. I seem to see clothing hanging in a large warehouse.
Yes, yes.
And the sound of many machines, sewing machines.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And many young girls working at the machines.
One by one, she picked the objects off the tray, held them in her hand, and gave a kind of character reading of the owners. Occasionally, somebody in the circle would respond in a way that made it sound like she'd guessed right. Other times, she'd just make with a lot of generalities that could apply to anyone. Finally, she picked up my watch.
This watch. I see tall buildings of stone and strange signs on them. I don't know what they mean. Tri-mutual universal adjustment.
Huh? Randy.
And I see great sheaves of papers carefully folded. And on each one it says, policy. Policy. I don't understand unless... Insurance, yes.
This is fantastic.
Wait till she gets to the one I put there.
The watch is from a young man. Clever, energetic. I will have many things to tell him at another time. But he must see me again. Often. And now, this other object that lay beneath the watch. I see a police badge. The cops!
Oh, dirty
crooks, the cops are on to us. We're being raided. Get them out of here. Hemingway! Anyway!
Get out of here. Come on, Johnny. I may need a hand. Just a minute there, Farabout.
Take your filthy hands off me. Let me out of here.
You're not going anywhere until I have a talk with you.
Hemingway! Gets me, ran out on me. I might have known he would at a pinch.
There isn't going to be a pinch if you'll just shut up and stand still a minute.
I wasn't doing no harm, honest officer, and all the money goes to charity.
All right, settle down. Where's the light switch? Got it ready.
I'll never live this down. Now look, officer.
You look, Clarabel. All we want is some answers to some questions.
And you won't pinch me?
Not if you tell the truth. Johnny?
Yeah. Just how did you know so much about me? It certainly wasn't from holding that watch.
Okay, so it wasn't. Though some there are who can do it that way. That I've heard.
Well, go on.
No pinch?
No pinch.
Well, when your friend called to arrange a being here tonight, Hemingway... That bum, he would walk out on me.
Go on, will you?
Well, Hemingway asked where you come from, so we'd know if the spirits was propitious there. That's what we always said.
And I told him Hartford.
That's right. So what's Hartford? Insurance. If a client's in insurance, he responds like you done. So I keep pushing it. And if he ain't, well, at least he thinks I done pretty good by describing the place he comes from.
Yeah. What about the clothing maker right at the beginning?
Easy. He called from a hotel, so he calls the hotel back and gets his address.
You told him he was from the south of here.
Sure. Woodbine, New Jersey. Only business down there of any account is clothing and small farms.
Well, where'd you find that at?
State directory, any library. And anybody could see he was a businessman, not a farmer.
Well, I'll be.
And hooking him that way tonight, you could have had him coming back as long as he could afford it, huh?
Sure. And if it hadn't been for you, you double-crossed.
Okay, okay. Now, what about the others?
Some we get the dope on and some we guess at. But there's always enough good ones to keep going.
So easy. And yet, I must confess she'd had me stop for a while. We talked with her a bit longer. Randy warned her to watch her step and we left. Took a taxi back to my hotel.
Well, did you learn anything?
I should hope to tell you. What did the church-going spiritualists think of her kind?
They hate him, and I don't blame him.
Hmm.
Are you still going to see Madame Morgana Morgana tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Well, mister, that one won't be so easy to expose, if you can expose her.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, the medium Well Done appears. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote tonight's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Of our latest Johnny Dollar storyline. We'll present the fourth installment of the creatively named The Matter of the Medium Well Done at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had film actor Michael O'Shea in an offering of suspense. In his personal life, he was married to a familiar actress known for the following films: White Heat, The Best Years of Our Lives, and a number of Danny Kaye pictures, including The Secret Life of Walter Mitty and The Kid from Brooklyn. I'll provide her condiment-related name and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Radiospirits.com introduces our newest CD box set collections. Harry Nile, Wired for Murder, Suspense, Quiet Night, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Murder Ain't Minor, and The Story of Dr. Kildare, Sacred Trust. Just visit Radiospirits.com to buy these new arrivals today.
Hey, Harry, I've gotten in with the mafia, and I need you to get me out.
You want me to do what?
Get me out of this. You can fix it.
Fix it? Harry Nile versus the mob? You're dreaming.
Phil Harper stars as Harry Nile in this 17-episode Wired for Murder collection. Pour a drink, dim the lights, and follow Harry Nile where the clues are crooked, the motives are messier, and justice never comes without a price.
And now, tonight's presentation of radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Every ticking second of these 12 episodes of Suspense Quiet Night brings you closer to the moment when hope and dread occupy the same breath. Suspense proves again and again that terror doesn't need monsters, only people, pressure, and time.
This you can really call a fish story, and I was the live bait.
So the name is Dollar, Johnny Dollar. I'm an insurance investigator.
Investigating what? Marine life?
Uh-uh. Marine death.
Charles Russell stars as America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator in 12 exciting Murder Ain't Minor exploits from 1949. Follow his adventures in Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, and even to the South Seas, where he crosses paths with beautiful women and stone-cold killers. Buy our newest releases, find your favorite collections, or discover a new series in our library, which offers thousands of shows. Choose from thrilling detective stories, classic westerns, edge-of-your-seat mysteries, laugh-out-loud comedies, heartwarming dramas, and more. We have the perfect old-time radio collection for you. Just go to Radiospirits.com now.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org. To learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I'm the leader of a cosmetology group for my after school program, and I teach young girls different skills on how to do hair and how to help other people. And it's not just about hair, it's just about confidence.
Bassina's ability to help develop other people, isn't that the critical thing? Is every business is.
If she can listen and she can take cosmetology and break it down into a listening skill, then she's on a great path.
Basma, how does this make you feel?
I feel good. I can actually do stuff that's going to better me.
Jeffrey, would you hire somebody like Basma?
Absolutely. I can tell that she's a good communicator, and the fact that she told the story about listening when it was supposed to be about cosmetology, she's into it because she cares about people.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, or before the break, we're talking about actor Michael O'Shea's wife, an actress seen in White Heat, The Best Years of Our Lives, and The Kid from Brooklyn. Her name, Virginia Mayo. My name, Greg Bell, and a reminder, please visit us online at whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.